Hello?
Yes, sir, do you work for Fox News?
Who's calling?
My name is Chris. I'm with HBC Special Reports.
What is this about? I'm sorry.
I have a question for you regarding some news media coverage.
I think you've got... This is Fox News, but you've got the wrong area. Call 301-3000.
Okay, who am I speaking with right now?
My name's Alan Combs.
Alan Combs?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan, what is your take on the WDBJ shooting with the young lady that was allegedly shot?
I haven't looked at the story, sir, and I'm in the middle of a meeting. So if you have a Fox News question, that's probably the main number you should call.
What do you think about fake news being in the media?
I don't have time to talk right now, sir.
Fake and phony news.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Your call is being answered by Audix.
Sean Hannity.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone. Otherwise, for assistance, press 0 now. Record at the tone.
Hey, Sean, you're a great American man. I was wondering if I could get your take on fake media and how it's not against the law to fake the news and the WDBJ shooting with the father of the girl that was allegedly shot being a Broadway actor, and then him going on the news media, you know, and then presenting himself looking like that he's an actor. And then immediately after his daughter dies, he's asking for gun control. The Facebook page that's on the internet that shows the girl with another guy, and then... yeah, and some other different stuff such as that. Yeah, and I was wondering if you could return my call. My number is 580-215-0124. I would appreciate it, Alan. And you have a good rest of the day, man, and I'll talk to you later now that I have your phone number. Okay. We'll see ya.
Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. I am Garris from Geneva, Switzerland. And it is the Fakeologist audio chat number 676. I am here in the room with Exoteric, Fakeologist, Golden Skidmark, John LeBon, and Observer Jones. And we have been listening to the voice of Chris Kendall because the news... came yesterday that he died 10 days ago. And I am pretty happy that we have today in the room two persons that had the chance to exchange with him in the last few months. So welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome. Who died 10 days ago?
Chris Kendall from Oxbusters.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Well.
Oh, my God.
That's the news we've been given. Good morning, everyone. I'm the fakeologist, Benoit Jalie. Thank you for your introduction, and thanks for your moderation on the forum. I appreciate that. And we're also joined.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Golden Skidmark.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, and that of course was Exo.
Good morning.
Exoteric was on earlier.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Fakeologist.com.
And we have a few people that joined the room that are muted. We're also streaming live on Fakeologist Radio 1, which is...
Is that for real? Is that for real that he's...
Well, how can we know? This is the Fakeologist community, the Hoaxbusters community. A note was dropped in the chat last night. I actually pinged you on it last night, but I guess you didn't see it.
No, I was asleep, but I mean, this is like, the worst thing I've heard.
There's a couple articles, one on the funeral page, one on the Lawton something or other newspaper page.
Fucking hell.
I know. And then
I found the link to his
sister on Facebook, so she's publicly posted all of this. And
that's horrific.
The first thing we have to ask is do something in Chris's name, and that would be to call the SSDI and see if it's true, because Of course, if something happened to me or something happened to any of us,
anybody,
the first thing we wonder is it true or? Yeah. So the worst part about it is the sister said he was murdered and his mother found the body.
Oh no!
So if you pretty crazy. The link.
Things are bad enough as they are.
Yes. I think that you can put the saying of he was murdered to the emotion, you know. You can say that someone was murdered for many reasons. You can say that the person was not cared enough by the doctor or his girlfriend or whatever.
I'm sorry. It says here he was found deceased in his home by his mother.
So that's saying suicide.
I don't know why I said murder. I thought I saw. Well, actually, maybe somebody.
No. I think that his sister implied that on her Facebook message. On her Facebook.
Oh, there's another message.
I had no inkling about this whatsoever.
Well, it was just dropped yesterday night, last night. So you could hardly have figured it out. I'm just reading all her messages right now, and it's pretty sad. Maybe someone can get a hold of her. And just let her know what we thought, Chris.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
Sadly.
Because she probably doesn't even know about our community, I would think. She
possibly.
Yeah. He has a GoFundMe. It's apparently raised $2,000, and they're only asking for $1,500 for the funeral, which I think is super reasonable.
I can't believe someone with his cynicism and whatever, commit suicide. To me, I would, if it's true, then I'm saying he's definitely been pushed somehow. Because, I mean, look what happened to...
Well, I think he explained was bipolar. He said this publicly.
He should never have said that, because... Well, straight away they can use that as an excuse. But remember when Tracy Twyman died... with a 5-year-old son, I said, "There's no way any mother would kill herself with a child. A mother's instincts kick in, no matter how depressed they get, and they know that child needs to be looked after and fed." And Kendall, to me, was one of those genuine-hearted. Yeah, he said he's got bipolar, but I mean, so many other people have as well. But I'm totally blown away. Blown away, totally.
Yeah, all of us are. Golden, I heard some noise in the background. Did you have a comment on that?
Just my drink was.
He's mixing his drink. Cheers.
Just giving him a cheers, or Chris a cheers.
Far out, man. That's the worst thing I've heard.
If it's true, that's definitely a super downer. And I was looking. I look for his show every Tuesday morning on my phone as it downloads overnight on Monday.
Yeah, no,
and I didn't see it last week, and I didn't see it the week before. Ironically, it looks like his website is actually working quite quickly now. Except before, he had super trouble with it. And
I wonder if there's any way of. I wonder if there's any possibility of John Adams making any comment.
Well, I'm not connected with John Adams at all, so if someone is, they should.
There is also the people at the Oxbuster Discord server.
Yeah, last night I went over there, there was nothing much there.
Oh, far out.
Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt. A few people are saying it's silent on the... Hello, good morning.
Good morning,
Great change to pink. Hello, thank you.
All right.
I love the pink.
That's in your honor.
A few people... Oh, you're the sweetest. a few people are saying that there's silence on the live stream chat. So Silverbeam and Typo Error said that.
Oh, well, I'm Fakeologist Radio 1 today. Fakeologist Radio 1.
Okay.
If you want to switch over to fakeologist.com/BeersandBob/stream1.
I am absolutely shocked.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yes, I have been listening to this guy for so many years, and just the fact that he had the guts to call every institution, some medical professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
This guy was just brilliant, and I'm sad at this point. I rather speak about the guy in French, because I like the eloquence, you know.
Okay, well, do so.
No, I won't not, but what I want to say is that I'm not the best to speak about him because I'm not the best English speaker. I would rather have one of you say nice thing about him because...
We have French listeners. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll try and understand it.
Donc, pour résumer, pour ceux qui nous écoutent et qui parlent français, Chris Kendall de HoaxBustersCall.com est malheureusement décédé apparemment il y a 10 jours. Nous possédons à ce moment assez peu d'informations sur les raisons de sa mort ou quoi que ce soit d'autre. Mais néanmoins, je tenais à dire que ce personnage, cet homme, était vraiment quelqu'un d'exceptionnel, que j'ai passé des heures et des heures entières à l'écouter, et qu'il m'a introduit à beaucoup de concepts, et que parfois même, en l'écoutant, je me suis dit que tout ça allait trop loin, que ce n'était pas possible, que ça n'avait aucune base dans la réalité. Mais au fil du temps, des mois et même des années, j'ai vraiment appris à apprécier tout son travail et tout ce qu'il a pu nous apporter au fil des années. Et je vous remercie de m'avoir laissé la chance de lui rendre hommage en français. Thank you very much, guys. That was my moment in French.
That was fantastic.
Wait. That's all I'm going to say. Wait.
Oh, is that we? Oh, you're saying we.
No. In French, you say wait. Man. You say yeah.
Wait.
French, wait.
Wait.
Wait is where you say it.
So yes, he will be missed. He will definitely
be missed. Oh, man, I am absolutely shattered to hear that.
Well, it's very bad news. It's really sad. Yeah, it's when you hear someone else.
And so suspicious.
Yes, it did not sound that very, very down these past few calls.
I've been talking to him on Facebook for 3 years.
Oh, have you?
You know, personal messages and, you know, music and bits and pieces and, you know, and I tried to, you know, keep in contact, and he wiped Facebook obviously for when he had his breakdown, a year and a half ago or whatever, when the Adams thing went on. Then he came back and he was there and he sounded so positive. So I'm saying if he's died, there's no way he would have done it. I'm sorry.
Don't know what demons are in people's heads. So
You're down, but. I don't buy it. I say he's been whacked. If he's dead, someone's killed him. Cause he nailed the 911 ringing up the, death index, you know, the New York.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good call. He did a lot of calls.
It wasn't as good. It was on the money. On the money. That's
horrific. Well, one thing for sure, talking about death sure brings people down. It sure darkened my mood last night,
I'm absolutely
it's a unique period in human history also, so I think that in some sort of way we are all affected by it. We can only guess what it can do to one individual compared to the other.
Look, there's no way that guy had spirit and he had a bit of faith. He was not an atheist, and
yeah, he was a Christian. That's what his profile says here on his website.
Yeah, exactly. And Christians don't commit suicide. I'm sorry. If you've got that kind of belief, you've always got that undying faith that someone will help you in a dark spot. And unfortunately for him, he did brag about, or not brag, but he did say he was bipolar. And of course, that's going to be that's carte blanche to have someone hang himself. Twyman. I actually liked her as well, and I thought she was fantastic. And if she died, I don't believe it was her by her own hand. Well, she was exposing stuff too, and as Kendall did. So this is absolutely the worst live radio news I've ever heard.
Yes, well, that is true. I don't know any people that I really listen to extensively on the radio that I have talked to personally myself that have died. That's sort of course, as we get older, it's going to happen obviously more and more. That's just the laws of nature.
The only one I can think of on the top of the top of my head is Michael Rupert. Michael Rupert was this guy that was part of exposing the Iran-Contra scandal. He was a member of the LA police at one point.
Did he get two in the back of the head?
Yeah, something like that. He committed suicide. But the thing was that at this point, I was listening to the radio show, the Lifeboat Hour, and the guy sounded down, to be honest. But it was like from one week to the other, there was no show. And then the next show, it was a lady that explained the situation, that the guy had killed himself, and that the show was to continue, but with her at the...
No way, man. There's no way that guy would have killed himself in any way. There's no. I'm saying that from my. I've got a gut instinct. If he is demised, then someone pushed it.
Well, I don't like to think the dark route. Then I know you do.
But, well, I'm sorry.
I'm the dark route. That's your disposition.
Well, no, I'm going on instinct here, and there's no way that guy would have knocked himself. No way. Golden Skidmark, what do you think?
I think the implications you're making are worse.
Did he have a family? Was he married? Did he have children or anything like that?
No. He was a bachelor. He was a bachelor. It looks like he was close to his sister and her children. And I'm only going that based on what he used to say and on his.
He talked about his nephews, and his nephews was a constant conversation piece.
Yeah.
Nah, there's no way. I'm sorry, and I'm watching what's going on left, right, and center of me right now, and things are happening for sure. You know, you can try and gloss over things, but he was a guy that really did expose the truth. And he was a liability.
He was a very good guy. There's nobody here that's going to speak ill of Chris. There's just.
Well, anyone that says that he would jump out and kill himself, I'm afraid.
Well,
I suspect.
That. Well, that,
I don't think he would have done it.
Well, no, that's fine. That's not the way he portrayed himself, sorry to say.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's your read on the situation. Let me just read. Some comments from my post last night. We got Napoleon says, I hope a few of his past guests and radio personalities realize he loved his mother very much and show some respect by giving generously. And Chris wouldn't forgive me if I left without saying C equals 3, K equals 11. Rest in peace.
I'm with him.
Ricky says, whatever the case may be, I learned a lot and gained a valuable perspective in many areas listening to Chris over the years. Willard says, what can you say? Gabriel, who's a donor to this website and has been a supporter of myself, Chris, and Marcus, he says, wow, I cannot believe this. Not sure what to say, but I want to acknowledge. There are a few people that I truly think highly of and admire, and especially someone I never talked to or met. I count Chris, our host Tim, and Marcus in that category. They all help me become aware of the scope of this insane place and be better able to deal with it. All three have made incredible contributions to help others and expand awareness. If Chris is really gone, it hits me close to home because we are very close on birthday in January, but a year apart. I am 1 year older than Chris. Hard to accept the fact that this early age, a lot has passed and maybe not a lot more in front of me. I spent many an evening in travel time listening to Chris's show when I could catch it and recordings at other times. Chris was extraordinarily intelligent and well-spoken. He was always so very well prepared for his shows. I really appreciate his talks and how he pushed the limits. Recall he had that old truck that did not need seat belts or registration, I think, and how the Lawton cops hassled him. He stood up to the wards of this insane asylum. His anger and frustration with it all made me stronger and want to fight as well. I recall thinking on those hot Oklahoma nights of Chris sitting in front of his loud fan sharing his insights with us. Is Chris really gone? I hope not. I don't think he would have appreciated a GoFundMe in his honor. In any case, he made a great contribution to humanity that will carry on after he is gone. That was a nice one. And Waterman Chris said, I had a feeling something bad might happen to him. I recently listened to his second debate with Logan Blake, and I recall that it was shortly after his first debate with him that he had his breakdown. Something about debating vegan seems to put him in a very agitated state, look, and that's not healthy.
Too much, man. Yeah, absolutely.
It is likely that he will be counted among the coronavirus death toll, though, regardless of the actual cause of death. Whether he's really dead or not, it's unlikely we will hear from him. So there you go. Some nice tributes. Obviously, they're going to roll in. I think we also have Farce Value on the call. He might have something to say about it.
Yeah, I came in a little late.
What do you think of the news?
Well, very sad. Well, can you guys...
You're cutting in and out again. Now,
can you catch me up a little bit about it? When?
Oh, yeah, apparently a week, 10 days ago.
April 10th?
Yeah.
Well, I've got... actually, I had Chris and Kaham and Rochello. Rochello to my mom.
You're dropping.
Out in Texas.
Yeah, I think lower your sensitivity of your mic. If you lower the threshold, all your words might make it through. I've lowered my threshold on Discord as well.
And by so have I.
Yeah, you lower it. And they have some new noise suppression as well feature, by the way, that's interesting. On the desktop, not on the mobile.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Farce Value.
So what is this any better now?
We'll keep talking. As Vela said, you got to keep talking.
Farce, keep talking because it's good.
So, I just wanted to say I had Chris and Kaham and Rochello out to Texas a few years, about maybe 3 years ago or something, and then we hooked up with SMJ in Austin. We had kind of this little confab and hung out for a while.
Oh, I saw you were there,
really
man.
It was nice. And not too long ago, I kind of started trying to reach out to Chris, probably within the past month maybe. And oddly, I had this long email chain of things that we had exchanged back and forth, some funny stuff and some images I had submitted for Hoaxbusters and all that. And it's gone. I can't find it anywhere. I never delete anything. I found that strange, and I was going to see if he had it. I guess it's gone forever now. And
That's really weird.
It's very strange, and it's very sad. We had a really nice time when we were all together out there, and you know, we spent three or four days together. It was.
I heard that talk, Farce Value, when everyone got caught up together a couple of years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was two or three. I can't remember. I'd have to check the dates, but. Mm. Yeah, and I travel back and forth to Austin from time to time, and I try to see SMJ when I'm out there.
Tell me about SMJ. I mean, is he because he's a very incredible person.
Why don't we stick to Chris? we're talking about just, Chris, man.
It's very disappointing for me to hear about Chris. I felt like we were...
Out. There's no way that guy would have killed himself. I'm here to say, I don't believe he would have done
so that's,
it. Even
that's
though,
the story. That's the story that.
I can't find it now on her Facebook, so I don't know where I thought someone wrote that.
Fakeologists seem to think that someone said that his sister said he was murdered.
But now
I've put it in the live chat. I reposted because original stimulant. I always call him Stimulant, not Simulant. Posted it earlier, so it's up there if you just scroll back. So I put the image there, live stream chat, the Facebook post.
Okay.
With the photos.
Let me look. Maybe she changed it. Oh, yeah. Okay, she must have changed the post then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, the guy was, he had faith, he had spirit, and there's no way... He would know very well what killing yourself would do to this kind of community.
It's a downer.
Create absolute nightmare of a feeling, you know. I just don't think he'd do it. As I said, I've been talking to him for at least 2 or 3 years privately, and yes, of course, you know, he's openly said that he's bipolar virus, you know, a doctor's description of what he was, but he was just an emotional guy, you know, but
Yeah.
I don't, because I think Jervis brought up a good point before, like, you know, because the sisters got here, you know, my oldest brother, Chris, was murdered, like, how, by, you know, in the, when he went to hospital, was in overdose, like, who knows what it was. And so, but it was interesting as well, like, would you really write that so openly about a murder?
Yeah, yes, of course you would. Of course you would. Absolutely. If someone you thought had died.
But wouldn't the police be investigating? And, you know.
Look, if he was knocked, there's no police investigation.
Well, Jarrett said maybe we should, you could look up the incident reports in Lawton.
Yes.
How? Yes, if you check the date against the incident report, we might get something.
Okay.
All right.
But of course, to do such thing, a laptop would be more useful than a cell phone.
So what do
course.
I do?
Well, we can look up incident report with the city of Lawton.
With the, yes, exactly.
Incident report. Okay, I'll try to look it up.
Do your research.
And cops in the US are pretty open about it, so it might not be that difficult to find.
Oh, that's, I'm absolutely smashed by that. That's really horrific because I've been, you know, chatting away to them for a long time and a big fan of that show.
Well, we're all bummed out for sure.
Yeah, but it was late when the news came in and I stayed up for a few hours still to try to sort it out.
Horrific. Horrific. Golden Skidmark, how are you in your alcohol situation?
First, like spritzer, you know. Excellent. But I mean, I'll probably need a few more after hearing all this news.
Oh man, that's horrific. But
everyone's got bipolar. It's just that's just like you're a bit like.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're emotional. Right. You're emotional, and you've got, you know, it's like you've got happy and sad, and that's bipolar by technicality.
If a doctor says you got bipolar, it's just like, oh, yeah, you got bipolar, I can give you prescription.
A pill.
Antidepressants. Yeah. You just got bipolar. It's quite normal.
It's the easiest way to have someone commit suicide and then go, oh, well, he was bipolar. So obviously he did it, you know. It's like, it's too easy a situation. I don't buy it at all.
Sorry, guys.
One thing is that the psychiatrists are like mechanics. If you brought your car to a mechanic, something is wrong. If you go to a psychiatric, something is wrong with you. That's how it is. They will not tell you are totally sane and you don't have to go to me next week. Everything is fine. Please go home and don't ever come here because you are totally balanced and well in your head.
Garris,
sorry, guys.
Right, I'm telling you.
What was the city? So, in
Lawton,
Lawton.
It's, yeah, you click, yeah.
Whereabouts?
It's
just south of Oklahoma City. Right. The capital of Oklahoma is Oklahoma City. It's Lawton is just a drive down the interstate from there.
I mean, from what I could get from his more recent podcast, he had his truck all set up for travel. He was kind of on a sort of gypsy sort of lifestyle, going around to parks and stuff. And
the person that knew him best. Situation. Was Dr. Fuster Cluck. He's always talking to him. They seem to hang out a lot.
But the thing is that even if he had travel planned, the thing is that travel are limited now. So at this point, he was probably more sedentary, I would say.
Maybe,
The point being, he was doing a lot of things that would indicate, you know, a tendency to keep moving forward and enjoying himself and whatnot.
Usually these people, they... On their podcast, somewhere they would have said, "Hey guys, like I'm not depressed. I'm not going to kill myself."
Yeah, that was strange.
Did he do that?
Well, it is Monday, March 30th, 2020. Square circle in here in the chat. Cool, man. Got Rich Benedict in the chat. Yeah. So I guess I finally got audio going out. So what was going on is I was trying to do my normal setup. And then I'm talking. Nothing's coming out of the going out. And then I checked this other application I had was locked up. I had to restart my computer. I had to do all this other rigmarole. but apparently y'all can hear me now. So, yeah, foregoing the customary intros, I'll go straight into the quote. As soon as my software launches, I had to relaunch. Sorry about that. Should have ran a pre-flight before starting the call.
Yeah, just listening to this call, I'm wondering if there's any clues, because he did sound out of breath half the time, and I don't know. Now you can hear something in the background, but it wouldn't be a fan in March. So it's, you know, sometimes you wonder if there's any clue to what was going on, but sadly, don't hear anything in that particular audio. That's his last audio on 3/30/2020, 33. So, you know, there's some numbers there, but you guys listen to that audio?
I did listen to the start of it, but not the entirety. And it did sound out of breath, but nothing really stayed with me.
Nah,
like,
look,
was
look,
not
man, there's
it.
No, there's no way, man. I'm sorry here. Look, the guy is a expert exposer of bullshit, and we're in a time where things are going absolutely pear-shaped, and you can gloss over everything you like and say everything's fine. It's probably just a normal thing, Mr. Fakeologist. I'm telling you now, that is not normal. It's not normal. And you can, you know, say 5G is a safe thing as well. Man, you're off your fucking head if you think that's happening. 5G is going to make our lives a misery. And you and Simon Shack, him particularly, I do not trust that.
Sorry, you broke up, Rick. What don't you trust?
What I wanted to add also is that if you wanted someone to disappear, now might be the best.
I found his obituary in the...
Yeah, that was... We got that yesterday. That was there yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if it had been posted or not. So
I just thought it was a strange way to say word has been received of the death. That, you know, that's sort of a strange intro.
That is interesting.
We'd be in big trouble by Chris if he did not expect us to sort of double... Be suspicious.
Yes.
That wouldn't be doing how due diligence. It says 51.
He was 50 years old.
51, it says, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I sent his sister a note to come on Facebook, so let's see if she's interested in responding.
I'm kind of the opinion that they don't really care that much about us, that we're just such a small blip on the radar screen of what's going on. I mean, the number of people down here running around in masks, it's like I could look at us and just like, don't leave those guys alone. They're not having any impact at all whatsoever. We don't need to go bumping them off. No reason for it.
Well, just to be sure, I'll say it now. I'm not depressed and I'm not ready to commit suicide. I'm not even thinking about it.
Well, thank you, Golden. We will.
Yeah, there you go.
We will stay. We won't comb the obituaries of Perth, Australia, for your for any Golden marks. Well, good for
my
you.
My tombstone will be a toilet seat or something like that. Yeah, gold.
Yeah,
Rollo just rang me.
Yes, I think that it might be the good time to get a tattoo that say, I will not kill myself.
Exactly.
Well, I will not kill myself.
There's no way, man. The guy would never have done that. I just did not get that vibe. And
I think that we don't have enough information at this point to really form an opinion.
Go with your gut instinct here, man. What do you think? What do you think? Do you really think he would have fucking knocked himself? This is a guy that's been exposing shit and very
yes,
aware
but
of the
I know in my personal life of pretty solid people that off themselves, so I cannot say for sure, to be honest.
No, I don't think
you
can.
Of course, no, look, of course you can't say for sure, but I'm going with my instincts here. And like Tracy Twyman, that glossed over that one, you hardly hear a story about her. She fucking named some names and she committed suicide. And then... Where do you hear that? You know, her name's just gone again. You know, look, it's not mentioned. It's like, you know, well, she obviously was upset. if you've got a child and you're a mother, a single mother like her, you don't kill yourself. I've never heard of that happen before.
I've never heard of her, so I don't even know you're talking about.
The thing is that I also have to
say that I have never been clinically insane. And that also might be a factor,
it's,
you know.
Easy,
if you really lose the plot, you lose the plot. There is no factor that will bring you back. Sadly.
Well, I'll say this. Everyone on Fakeologist that's expressed suicidal thoughts, and I've heard two or three of people that are on here now mention that, and they jump off a building, I will still stick up for them and say that I don't believe they do that.
Yes, you know, it's the same attitude to have, clearly.
Of course, you've got to go with, you know, you've got to look. The things that are going on now, look, I'll change the subject slightly. Today, I was driving back up home. Last night, we did a live chat, and I saw an ambulance parked in a really strange spot, empty, just to leave it there to, you know, make people see an ambulance. Today, I saw two driving with their at normal speeds with their lights on. Both the ambulances had one driver in them, which is completely illegal. An ambulance always has two people in them. So driving around Sydney, empty, just to do it, to scare people, 100%. I followed the thing. It was not.
They are showing gang sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They are showing gang sign in your town.
They're doing it for sure. And so I'm telling you now, we are going through an operation like we've never seen before. And you can say, oh, you know, pretend everything's fake. Things are fucking real, man. Things are happening for real, and they're doing all the tricks. They've practiced them perfectly with all these fake shootings. Now they're doing it permanently with hospitals allegedly full of sick people, and we know very well that they are not full of sick people. They're empty.
Yes, and I did publish the other day on the Discord server that the number of deaths in France. On the month of March 2020, is a lesser number than for March 2018.
Exactly.
Just 2 years ago, there were more people dying that died in France in March than in 2020.
Have you seen 2017 statistics? Because I think they dwarf that one.
No. The biggest. I don't see the 2017. It was the three last years that they published it. It is by the ENSEE, which is the French Institute of Statistics, a public institution. Yeah. It's not some shady website or whatever. That's the number that they are themselves coming up with. And it's a lower number for 2020 than it is for 2018.
That's funny, Doug.
Hey, Heroes is joining us. Heroes from Florida. Hello, Heroes. Good morning.
Good morning. How is it? How are you?
Well, we're all kind of down because one of our community members apparently is dead.
Yeah, I am so sorry to hear that.
Were you a fan of Chris's? Did you ever listen to him?
You know what? In the spirit of full disclosure, way back when, you know, I just was plugged into you and John Laban. And,
that's okay.
And so I don't even know of him, which I guess makes me a non-fakeologist.
No, that's fine. There's so much material. But if you ever get a chance, you'd like him.
Okay. I'm sure I will, and it's...
You're kind of talking.
Hey, Heroes, I've got to bring up what I was talking about last week about the Facebook crypto being called The Mark. I heard that on a podcast, but I cannot back it up. I'm sorry. I thought I was completely convinced that I was right, but
well,
it's
let's
obviously
hear what
not
Heroes
right.
wanted to say. Heroes was going to say something.
I've just arrived at the conclusion, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, that I'm never going to be sexually attracted to any woman wearing a face mask. And it's just simply a testosterone dive. And so I'm thinking this is all about population control, guys. I don't
know. I get only one word for you, and that word is doggy style.
Do you have to turn the mask over on the back of the head? Sorry.
But
Ab, I this last week, and I've made it a habit now just because I love how everybody, you know, posts stuff in the show. show notes, but I still don't think I've figured out Discord to where if I post something, somebody responds. How do you get notified or not? You don't have to answer that now, but well, what I've done.
Yeah. Is that your Twitter account? What's the name of your Twitter account again?
I have a couple of Twitter accounts just to be able to, I adopt different personas for each one, but my Look America account is mine. And
well, you get a lot of followers, actually. You have a lot of retweeters. Every time you put my name, I get a million notifications from all your retweeters.
A million?
Just a zillion. I've never had so many notifications because every time my name is retweeted, it comes to me as well. And it's your things.
I like adding you and Tim because usually what I'll do is I'll create, what I like to do is record videos that I think are really interesting and then overlay my own personal thoughts. So when someone's listening and reading, they can read along and I'm just obviously mocking, whenever I'm doing that. So I figure that that's good content that you might like to see.
I don't mind. No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I don't mind. Yeah, usually when I find a tweet I like, I retweet it with a comment because then it puts it in my Twitter line, and then you can ping anyone you want. That's what you're doing, I think.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because when you reply to someone else's tweet, you don't see it. The other people can't see that.
Yeah, you got it. So the other account I have, which I just launched yesterday morning, is I thought the only way, with all of the people, all of the President Trump lapdogs, the one thing about President Trump that I believe, even if he's just following the script and controlled, but I think he has a unparalleled, uncontrolled ego. So I thought, you know what? The only way that we're going to get through to him is to mock him. And so I think if all of a sudden he starts thinking that Fauci thinks he's president, then his ego might come up to where he might do something about it. So I launched a Twitter account called President Fauci, and actually it's Fauci President. And that's where I'm just going to hammer every time I tweet something there. I'm going to include Donald Trump to be able to just be a pebble in the shoe, because I think if we just keep hammering and hammering that Donald Trump is not our president. It's obviously President Fauci who's initiated medical martial law.
Well, I think you can say that about all the public health officials around the world. They are the most powerful people in the world right now.
Is Fauci Italian?
It is an Italian type name, I think.
Yeah.
He
could be Italian. I mean, that's probably right. He's a really, really short Italian.
A Jesuit, possibly.
I would imagine.
He's also 79. He
looks fucking amazing.
Yes, it's funny that you say that, because we also have this specific character in Switzerland, and the guy is pretty old also, and he's supposed to already be retired, but he's still there because people know him, and he's a person of confidence, and it's the same scenario, because the guy is speaking more than the member of the Federal Council are speaking, even at this point. So it's the same scenario everywhere around the world. One specificity about Switzerland that I just want to mention quickly is that I get word from my daughter that she's supposed to go to school sometime during the month of May. So school are resuming slowly.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it.
Exactly. Well, look, we have our old buddy Rolo just drop into the room. Hello, Rolo.
G'day, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I love it.
Your fans.
Look, I'm not going to say much, but Chris Kendall. Chris Kendall passed away. That's very upsetting. I mean,
yes,
that's just terrible news. I mean, I love that guy.
Fan,
Oh, I'm a massive fan.
Great photo,
Rolo. I really like it. My name's Ashika. Everyone adores
you. Yeah, I've heard you, Ash. Yeah, you met Rick in Sydney, right? And You're great. I loved when Bella said played that trick on you with
Dave J. My best friend.
That was so funny, that trick he played on you. It was, I think it was his favorite Howard Stern bit.
So, I knew it was a trick, so you know.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm just going to listen in, but it's nice to talk to you all again, and I'll just listen.
Yeah, how are you doing, Cheers. Rollo? We haven't heard from you in a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, good. No,
where have you been?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine.
I've been following your YouTube and your toilet paper videos, and you guys.
I've got a new one.
Have you? All right.
Yeah, I've got a
have
new
you turned
one.
On comments? Yeah. Can I comment now?
Didn't I turn the comments on? All right, I'll turn the comments
Rollo,
on.
Rollo, I get a question for you.
Yes, Jerris. Yes, what?
Did you manage to fix your house?
Go again? Take two?
Did you manage to fix your house?
No, it's still the NRMA are still frigging around, which is funny because I just had to pay my $3,000 premium for my current year, and I was like, well, should I pay this? Because you still haven't fixed the roof. It's been 2 months now. They're going to do it.
Don't pay it, Rollo.
I've already paid it, mate. I'm an idiot.
Yes. And you're all right, because it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
Where's your,
anyway, they say they're going to do
your
it.
YouTube channel, because I can't find it under Lord Rollo. I think it's...
Yeah, it is. It is Lord Rollo, or one word, yeah.
Oh, it's one word. There's another Lord Rollo with two words.
Some Indian guy, yeah. No, it's all one word, yeah, Lord Rollo.
And you have...
No, Ash, you sound like good value. When the pubs reopen, if they do, if we don't need this immuno passport, that we're all been vaccinated by Bill Gates, who is not a doctor,
yes,
I think,
right.
We should have
Bill
a beer.
Bill Gates didn't even
me,
finish
you, Rick,
university. He's like me. He's a university dropout.
Yeah, he's a dropout. That's right. He is. Yeah, no, we can grab a beer. You can come. I got a nice view from my place if you're in Sydney one time.
Jeez, what a nice invitation.
All right. Yeah, I'll come and crash on your lounge. So, where do you live? Whereabouts in cities?
Oh, that's
cities,
not
are you?
Too detailed there. You live somewhere in Sydney. Yeah, that's okay. Finder.
Yeah,
we
shouldn't.
North Sydney. Oh, no,
North Sydney.
North.
That's the right side. Milsons Point. Milsons. Oh, yeah. North Sydney's the other side of the highway. Yeah. Mm. Good stuff, mate. All right. Well, guys, I'll just listen in and.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Rollo. You sound good.
Yeah.
You sound
Ab,
really
you were
good.
Great. Ab, I really enjoyed you on Tim Osman. I loved
Thank you.
It. Do you know what I loved the most about it?
Go
is
ahead.
If you can give me a link to the finished product, because I like the behind the scenes stuff almost as much as the actual, what you were saying. You know what I mean?
I thought you would like that. I don't have, the reason I recorded it, because I don't think we can get the archives unless we pay on that website, and it's really hard to find anything over there. So I haven't been given any link to anything. So it's a good thing I recorded it, because I would never hear it again. So that's why.
You were a guest on his show. You can ask him for a link just for that. So I just like to hear the finished product along with, because the behind the scenes stuff was fantastic. It was like you had three or four different guys doing different things. Yeah.
Did he ever post it, Ab?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's in the Midnight of the, what is it? Midnight of the Desert archives, and that's a paywall site.
Oh, that's why.
I'm going to ask him to send it to me. See, that's why I've always been more of the let the audio go free, because it's so hard to download anyway for the average person. Just leave it so people can get it and not put all these roadblocks. And then, I know people don't like usually pay after the fact, but there are good people like yourself, heroes, that are patrons, and we appreciate it. So the people do respond. People do respond if they find
App.
Go ahead.
This week I've just been, it's amazing how much information has come out this week.
Oh, it's
and
crazy.
I present, my mind just goes to the what, who, and why. I'm pretty sure we already know the when and the where, but I'm going to post something in the show notes that was very interesting to me, and maybe you all are already aware of it, but, I think about the end game, which to me seems self-evident almost at this point that there are powers that be that want to extinguish the dissidents and control who is left. And I found it really insightful that there's this PDF published by the Rockefeller Foundation, or I don't know if it's a foundation. Anyway, Rockefeller's logo's on it, which reveals the step-by-step plan of every freaking thing that's happening right now. So I would love for everyone to take a critical look.
Was that 10 years ago? There was a Rockefeller.
Yeah, 2000.
That's the one. Yeah, I've seen it. And
I've seen that's the one that they talk about lockdown. Isn't it?
That's lockdown. Yep, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, but it all tracks. It's like, holy shit, we're living this. So then that starts the who, right? So, okay, well, Rockefeller is a, is, you know, one. And then there's this interview of this guy who was in the music industry who was, and I have a link to that too. I'll have to find it and I'll post
it. Yeah, that's, we've been talking about that on the fartpodcast.com.
Oh, have you?
Is it? Yeah, definitely. That's the guy that said they brought in the witches to do chants. Yeah.
And so he said there were 13, you know, people on this this committee, and ultimately they're controlled by, in essence, Satan,
and
which kind of
I hate to say, but I agree with that. I think I totally believe it, because
I do. I used too.
To, when I'm driving and I'm flicking around the radio stations, when I get to a Christian station, I can kind of tell it's a Christian station just by the sound that's coming out of the songs. There's something about commercial music that's been, there's something different about commercial music and Christian music. And I can hear it by the tone of the music, and I know that I'm on a Christian station. And he, I forget his name, he was a, if you look into the guy's, what happened to him? He got locked up in an institution and died.
Shocker.
So, work it out. Work it out. That's why I'm so upset about Chris Kendall. I'm sorry. I do not believe a guy like him.
We know. Would we know. Whack himself. I know. Yeah. Well, that's Rolo. What's your take on this Corona thing? We haven't heard from you on it. What are you surprised? Where do you start?
No. Well, I'll go from a selfish point of view. I probably will never see my father again in real life. My brother got back.
Why is that?
Because he lives in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
So, because I can't see commercial travel coming back anytime soon. Yeah. And my brother made it back to Australia, so I can go and visit him. But my brother is a normie. He believes this shit.
God.
He believes this crap, you know, and it's so hard. He sent me a message the other day. Tim Brooke Taylor died of Corona. I'm going, Corona's a hoax. It's my Corona. You know, I mentioned it on the last podcast, fart podcast we did, as a joke, but little did I know it's just so insidious what they've done, you know, with this. Mm-hmm. I call it social tyranny, you know, making everybody afraid of everyone else and like that. Mm. And the thing that disappoints me most is the older people that you think are supposed to be, you know, wiser than we are. But they're the dumbest of all. And I hate to say that. Yeah.
Not all the old people.
I don't think they're the dumbest. Not all. They're the most afraid, though, because they have the most to lose, because their group is the one that we're told is dying off at a far faster rate. So I can see why they'd be more afraid.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hey, Ab, what they're most to lose is, like, if they start this, what's it called? They've got a funny, you know, printing money. What's that called?
Fiat currency.
Fiscal easing.
The cryptocurrency.
Quantitative
easing. Quantitative
easing,
which means printing money. That's gonna, I mean, I reckon we're in for a rough few years, because, maybe not so much here, but in America, I can see social unrest.
This is more than quantitative easing. This is without quantity easing. There's no quantity anymore. It's just unlimited easing. It's incredible. So they've unleashed trillions. Trillions. Yeah.
Apparently they have arrested many, many people in Hong Kong tonight that went out and started protesting about things.
Oh, is that right? The Hong Kongers are back out? Because that was one thing that Corona did. It stopped protests around the world.
Yellow vests and Hong Kong. So apparently tonight or today, there's been mass arrests in Hong Kong, according to ABC News, which is, I take it with a grain of salt, but they're probably being accurate. I think people aren't putting up with it and they're getting out there and wanting to protest. But the COVID laws that they've got will knock protests on the head.
Well, think about why. I mean, think about the asymptomatic carrier, which is the secret assassin bullet. I mean, you don't even have to be sick with the boogie virus to kill your neighbors.
You just need to talk to someone.
Yeah, you can kill your neighbor's loving grandmother while she's portioning out the rice and beans for her scared, sequestered family. So how do you solve for that? And the way you do it is medical monitoring, ultimately, medical martial law on a global scale.
We're getting it every day. Our Prime Minister in Australia going on and on and on about the necessity to put an app on your phone. Yeah, put an app on your phone to provide evidence that you're actually clear of the disease.
Yeah.
So it's happening for sure. I mean, that's why
I honestly think this is all about the construction and the infrastructure, and they need to get the. It's all about the Internet of Things, like I've said a few times. Like, I'm studying cybersecurity, so
it's the Internet of Things.
They've got to roll it out, and it's like you just extrapolate to. Don't know how many of you guys would be aware of what happened in Sydney in King's Cross. So apparently, a few years ago, there were these people that were doing these one hit king punches, and then you know, these two young people died. And it's well known to like the builders and architects, anyone in the building industry, that, you know, what's happened now is that, you know, all those businesses, all those music venues, they died.
Gone.
And then the real estates came in and they bought all the land and then they've built all the apartments. So you extrapolate from that, you know, the lockout laws just got everyone off the street. It made the property really cheap. And then they were able to build the apartments, which is all aligned with Agenda 21. It's all aligned with the United Nations plan for smart cities. Australia's a signatory of that. Australia's already rolling out smart cities. And so they had to lock it down. So that was their test in Australia, this, you know, King's Cross. And it worked. Mm. And so we're seeing extrapolate from that. And it's the whole country. So they've got all the small businesses closed. They're going to buy up the land. They're going to build the apartments. They're going to institute the smart cities. And this is the only way they can do it. So, I mean, I'm not one for, you know, making fear-mongering about 5G and protests and all that. Because, you know what, like, if they want to kill us, they could have killed us already, you know?
They're not using 5G to kill anybody. What they're doing with 5G is bringing in the smart... It has to...
It's got to do with IPv6, so it's the protocol. So they're just... That's what it's about. So I reckon we've just got to wait calmly, let them build this, whatever they want to build. Like, they're going to do it. I mean, you know, the capacity of these programs is just phenomenal. Like, I make a smart home now. And,
hey, Ash,
you know, once I... Yeah.
Quick question. Heroes here. I keep hearing the word they. Everybody says they. And that's what's driving me insane, is why can't we ever take a deep dive into the true they? I think that if ultimately we could arrive... I mean, shit. To me, it's just madness because everybody uses they, but nobody ever tells us who they is.
Or guess who? I'll tell you who they are. It's the technocracy followers that are part of the TLC, the TLC in America, which is the how do they refrain themselves? It was seven new prisons.
I thought it was the Jews.
No, it's the World Economic Forum, those guys.
TLC is the abbreviation, is Trilateral Commission.
What is it?
And look at all the members of the Trilateral Commission. They are all part of the technocracy, which is the smart city. They're all the same members of the United Nations. You can name them if you want to. Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he's dead now, but all his children, and it's about four of them, are all on the board of TLC.
So, who do they report to?
Yeah, that's
Rockefeller. It's Rockefeller.
Okay, who does Rockefeller report to?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, I say it's in India somewhere. There's some group because everything is following a very similar path to the Indian religion.
It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's global.
There's someone in India that's the chief guru of the whole world. That sounds.
Have you not looked into BRICS? I mean, you've got Russia, India, and China now.
So
building.
There's a guru in a mountain that we all report to. Come on.
No. Ab, there is when you're talking about BRICS, which is the
I know
China,
that's just an economic alliance and
someone up there is the chief of all is bullshit. But
I don't think there is a chief. I think like anywhere else, let's use the mafia.
Are you being paid by them?
Let's use the mafia as an example. There's lots of competing gangs that are trying to get to the top or just trying to stay on top.
No.
And that's the same with all these philanthropy NGOs, these just big think tanks. I really think there's no headquarters of the world anywhere. I disagree.
You're right, but there is definitely a group of people who have a very similar common.
There's lots of groups, and they're public. There's CFR, TLC. There's lots of think tanks. I think they're the think tanks that advise the oligarchs, the rich families, then the people that want to control the money. Because if money is not valuable, then they have nothing. We're all equal.
It's control.
It's power and control.
Yeah, money is used as control. Everyone wants to be a bank.
Money is monopoly.
It doesn't matter if we don't believe in money. If we all go back to trading goats, then money in the bank is worthless. It's whoever has the most goats.
But Ab, you're not allowed to trade goats because it's a vegan thing will become up through this thing. They're already trying to shut down the markets in China.
I know, but you're losing my point. I'm not talking about veganism and carnivores. I'm just talking about whatever we hold.
It's all part of
whatever we hold as a
that.
Value. Whatever is value, if gold becomes valuable again, then we'll trade in gold.
So to go back to your question, Heros, I don't know, who these names are. Like, I mean, they throw around names like Rockefeller and stuff like that, but I think they're just puppets. Like, we don't really know the true identity.
They're the front men of the situation.
So what I submit is that, and you pick up little clues along the way. And that one video from that music producer, he said it. He said that there were 13 families, and who do they report to? Well, they literally are these witches and warlords that summon demonic power. And to me, this is so big and so global that there has to be a spiritual connection to it that controls the hearts of men and women. And they are so in lust for power, and they want to be so part of that power base that it just flows down to where all of a sudden when it gets to someone like, my CEO, who I can tell you I shared last week that I wrote his letter of recommendation to the CFR. He doesn't know shit. He doesn't know shit, but he's a multi-billionaire. So everyone would look at him and say, yeah, he's part of that power base. He's not. He's a tool. But he aspires to be part of the next rung, right? So that's why when people say they, I'm just going to start challenging everyone.
I'm quite new to it, so I don't know what rabbit holes I'm going to get down into. But I found this book, Bloodlines of Illuminati, by Fritz Springmeier, 1995.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Not some great stuff in there. Great stuff.
All right. Okay. So, and I guess that's the thing. So I'm not, trying to, circumvent and question everyone. Like, I don't know who these people are. And I guess I don't know what's a rabbit hole.
Look into those names.
All right. I'll read this book. Yeah.
Well, Ash, I wasn't pushing back on you. I was using what you were saying as a springboard to just talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess we all need help with just direction because, you know, like I've got, I've nobody, done nobody all answers these books.
That. Nobody, yeah. nobody yeah. even tries. You can talk about Simon Shack and he was the tip of the spear. Beautiful tip of the spear. Look, I sound like Trump. Beautiful. And
thank you, Rick.
I think the next tip of the spear are the people or group that discovers who truly they are. And maybe we never can't, but or we never can. But at least I think there should be a worthy, focused attempt on who in the fuck are they.
Well, we can agree.
Who finances China?
Let Forest Value speak.
We can agree that there's a power structure that supersedes all governments, trilateral right. commission, whatever the foreign council, because at one point one central authority said stop the world, and it stopped.
Right.
So that's what you want to find, right?
They found the Achilles heel of the world, Forest Value, and that is nobody wants to die, and we're told that something invisible can kill us unless we follow these rules. And it's just like somebody who's trying to get ransom from you. They say we've got your relative. If you don't do what we say, they die. They might not even have the person.
That's the psychological mechanism, Ab.
That's the tool.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the person that uses the tool, that's above everything,
yes.
that said, okay, we're going to use this psychological operation because people are going to respond to this fear, and we're going to do it at this date and go. Mm-hmm. And the person that says go, that's what Heroes wants to find, right?
Yes.
That's what you're
looking for. Well, the top public guy right now is Bill Gates, in my mind, and his minion, Dr. Fauci. Those two are working together. So who can benefit from what Bill
Gates...
You
just said who. You just said the name.
Yeah, Bill Gates is at the top of the public face of who is driving.
He's a puppet. He's a puppet.
But he has... There's many benefactors. Once the trillions are unleashed from the whole world, once the trillions are unleashed, all the corporations that are controlled by maybe a smaller group of people than we think... They will benefit from the public money. All these billionaires made their billions from public money. All lootings of the treasuries. Yes. The railways did 100 years ago.
We've come to the point where they've got so much money. It's not the money that they're interested in now. It's the control.
I know, but the money is the power. Yeah. The money is the power, though.
No, I think it's the freedoms of people. I mean, everyone's locked down now. Once we get IoT and smart homes, like, I'm supposed to make sensors for toilets. Like, I mean, you know.
Jesus.
All we have to do is
unplug the power and your smart homes become really stupid.
But you can turn off the power.
If I turn the power off to this house, nothing works.
I'm not debating that point, Ab. You know that I know that's true.
Nothing happens when the power's off.
That's why a prepper like me who has two big ass generators, I'll power my own shit.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm this sure is what they're joking. Doing. This is the control. This is what they want. They want sensors everywhere. Like I can, on my program, I can make sensors like the ones that they've got, the police have got in Victoria and Australia where, you know, they're run by solar powers, they're motion detectors, you know.
Yeah,
they sense
solar power doesn't work up here in the north where there's no sun for hours.
Yeah, yeah. We can do anything with this technology. So this is what they want. They want control. They want to monitor every aspect of a human's life because they've already got the money they want. You know, this is what I think. That's my opinion. That I don't think it's about the money.
Yeah, it's about the control through the money system. That's all I'm saying. It's very basic.
I think it's the control through their technocracy. It's the control through IoT.
I know you keep saying IoT, but
point. Yeah,
I know, but. Yeah. You're not going to give everyone IoT tomorrow. It's a very slow process. There's a lot of people that don't even have good roofs. They're not going to be installing sensors in their toilet when their roof is leaking. There's a lot of basic things you're missing. The smart city has been talked about in Toronto, and people are fighting against it in just one little tiny little area they want to develop as a so-called smart city. But now we're seeing that living in a glass tower 20 stories, which is what most people are doing in Toronto downtown right now, ain't so great when you can only have one or two people in an elevator and you can't touch the buttons. So a lot of people are going to rethink, oh, maybe living in 300 square foot, 40 stories up isn't such a great idea, because then how do you get around? Public transit. Well, that means you're packed together with people. Social distancing ain't going to work there. Everyone's going to need their own bus. Hey. You know, seriously, there's a lot of things that are being upended. Yeah, go ahead, Heroes.
May I introduce one other thing that I would love for all of us to research is this is all, you know, the social distancing, or it should be physical distancing. This physical distancing.
Well, they have changed the name already, I heard, to physical distancing. They have.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Well, I'm hearing that. So, I'm serious.
This physical distancing is 6 feet. So I want to know the study. I want to challenge.
Of course, they, I agree.
On where, show me that study that's empirical, that we can believe it. Because if we, just like filmyourhospitals.com, if we expose the fact that this 6 foot rule is bullshit and that it was just manufactured and made up.
Well, you know how they came about it? When they did the coronavirus Olympics, the coronavirus that jumped the farthest was only 6 feet. So that's why they decided, okay. So they got it from the Olympics of the coronavirus.
Well, what about
every country?
I thought you meant the Wuhan military games.
That was another funny one.
But now it's 27 feet. I mean, there's some stud virus that jumped 27
exactly.
feet, we've heard.
Well, they were going to make it 9 feet, but just the sidewalks aren't wide enough. Nobody would be able to do that. Yeah.
But I totally agree with that.
The six feet is so arbitrary. The only reason I think it's 6 feet is just numerology, where they like six million. I mean, yeah, that would be the only reason they pick 6 feet. It's ridiculous.
It's actually 6.66 inches.
And I think you did a tweet saying, why aren't all the grocery store workers coming down with it? Because they're, okay, they're probably still, you know, they got lines everywhere in the grocery store. Whoever manufactures tape on the ground is making a killing right now because the tape all over
and
the floor.
And the plexiglass.
And the plexiglass, yeah.
The plexiglass, yeah.
I was talking to the girl at the gas station, she had 4 feet wide plexiglass. I started talking to her. She couldn't hear me. I just poked my head around it and said, let's talk like this because, you know, it's so stupid.
Hey, Ab.
It's rituals.
That's another thing that could be researched is imagine if all of this plexiglass, this bulletproof plexiglass that is everywhere, I know manufacturing. And I can tell you that is a process that they probably have been manufactured in China and had to be shipped here, you know, on boats months, if not a half year ago. So if they had all of these at the ready, when were they manufactured?
We know this is planned, though. We all know this is planned. Come on, Event 201 and 2015. It's known to anyone who takes 2 minutes to look it up. But it's not making.
But I'm looking for a succinct email that has three bullet points that I can send to my normie friends and say, guys,
there's nothing
just consider
you can send your normie
things.
Friends though because they're afraid. They're nothing is going to register. They turn on the TV every now and then. I walk by a 24-hour news TV in a gas station or in a customer's place, and there's just endless wall to wall. There's no break in the propaganda.
No break.
There's no break. You cannot. There's nothing you can write, say, or point to that's going to sway people. The propaganda is endless. It's unrelenting. You can't stop.
Ab, did you enjoy the Holly Weirdos? Imagine there's no possessions, whatever. Did you enjoy that?
I didn't listen to that one. I didn't. Is that what's it called?
It was the girl from Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot or something.
Oh, okay. She did something very funny. Okay.
Yeah, where
I know
Mark
you love
Ruffalo
your music. And, what is it? Imagine it.
Oh, it was cringy. It was cringy, but I did like what Golden Skidmark said before, because you always make me laugh, Skiddy. It's a fucking Jew.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, you know. Sorry. But to answer that question about the who's the they.
She's a pretty girl.
Everybody sings.
Here we go. Hey, let it play out.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky. Imagine all the people
living for today. Yeah.
Imagine there's no countries yet.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy. Yeah, I can't.
Yuck. Oh, isn't it?
Oh, they need their makeup so badly.
Hey, Madonna in, Madonna in a bathtub full of milk with rose petals is another classic too.
That's awful.
Anyway, look, they're Holly Weirdo.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Holly Weirdo.
Hey, Ab, let me personalize this a little bit because this is the kind of stuff that really starts pissing me off. Is I have a 17-year-old daughter, and in talking with her friends' parents, we're all there's probably about a half a dozen whom my wife have spoken to, who have their daughters have all expressed just not wanting to be here anymore, committing suicide. That came out of my daughter's mouth, and I'm like, this is so. That makes it real to me to where I want to expose the they. I want to send an email that has three links to it to people to just say, hey, why don't you consider this? Because, you know, I don't know. I'm just searching for answers because, you know, I lost a brother to suicide. I don't want to lose a daughter to suicide. Yes. I tend to take it seriously when people say, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, I used to dismiss it with my brother.
Well, I think you have to. I think that's wise. I think you have to.
No, I'm really sorry.
I'm pushing this on kids. They're pushing it on kids.
I'm sorry to hear about the suicide. Feel free to share some of my videos if you want. Like, I even posted on my YouTube, like, me going to a park in Sydney and ripping down the tape and then going on the swing. And then
I used to teach nursing
classes as well. And so I put up the video.
What is your YouTube channel? Because I'm sorry, I don't follow you, and I really want to.
Oh no, that's why I'm just new. Like I'll just put it in the live stream chat. And then I put up the conversation I had with the nurse as well when I got my negative results. And so like I was questioning, you know, whether the blood panels, you know, because I told him I used to teach immunology classes. And so there are people out there, you know, former scientists and, you know, academics, people like me who are talking to people. There's a video of me talking to the local cafe owners who've stayed open.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to watching those.
Yeah. Watch Ash. She has some uplifting. She's a very happy person. So watch her stuff.
But I wasn't always happy. Like, I've struggled with suicide, you know, I've got cuts on my wrists and all that stuff. Ugh. But you know what? Like, I've come to, and that's why I'm really thankful for this psychologist. It's, you know, just the last few months I was going mad. Like, you know, I was obsessed with pedophiles last year because I was questioning the news and because I just started questioning things. And it's like the first rabbit hole I think a lot of people.
Well, I think all of us are thankful for everyone here. I think we can say that easily.
Yeah, I'll give you some advice. Don't mention that you're keen on suicide on live air ever. After what happened to Chris Kendall, because if something goes wrong, they're going to go.
I am not suicidal.
I'm not. There you go. Done. Well done. End quote. End quote.
End quote.
Anyone else?
End quote. No, I'm definitely not suicidal.
There you go.
The last thing I would do was go and do that. The last thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a permanent. What's it called? A permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Good one.
Well, we're glad to have Rollo back because we were worried about your mental health. But
I'm glad to be back, Ab.
We're glad you're here.
I enjoyed your interview with Simon Shack. That story Simon recounted of the guy on the beach with his dog, surrounded by the cops. It's in Italy, you know.
There's so many stories like this. There's so many now.
The contradictions. The contradictions in this thing, and the guy that brought up, you know, these flexi plastic things that are in all the shops now. Yeah, that had to have been done, you know, in 6 months or a year. In advance.
2 years ago.
Those were put in a year ago, I guarantee you.
There's lots of planning.
I agree with you, mate.
Lots of planning.
And there'll be a paper trail, guaranteed.
Would it be fair to say that this is a war of the elites against the populace?
Always been. Yeah, totally. We've always had the war. They've just come out in the open more so than ever. But there's always been a war. That's always the war.
Well,
we just didn't know we were at war. That was the thing. We didn't know. They've been at war with us.
I think I said at the beginning, the end game is to extinguish the dissidents and control who is left. Period. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't agree. I don't think it's about that. I think they just want to shut down society so they can get all the building done for the smart cities.
I know.
I don't think that's part of
it. That's a very minor part of it.
That's get closer to the mic.
That's the smallest part of it you've got.
Did you check out King's Cross and how bad it is now? It's just fucking terrible. I worked there. I lived near there and I went there last year and I just couldn't believe how boring the place is now. It's just terrible that what they've done.
Yeah.
Is that when you met Daniel Johns? Daniel Johns?
Yeah, that was in Darling. Yeah, just up the road where I lived. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't.
For anyone who doesn't know, Daniel Johns is the lead singer of are they called the Innocent Criminals or are they called Silverchair?
Silverchair for gold.
All right. Yeah. They were called Innocent Criminals.
You and I both enjoy Newcastle
band.
Grollo, we both enjoy the research of 9/11. Now we have Corona. Is this bigger than Corona? Or sorry, is this bigger than 9/11? Is Corona bigger than 9/11? Sorry, I misspoke.
Yes. Oh yeah. Massive. This is going to have, in about 5 years' time, it's going to, maybe even sooner. This is going to be, they're saying recession. This is going to be a depression of monumental, this is going to, the wrecking of the economy, what they're doing. This is like when they found that merino sheep that escaped. It's a mass shearing of the sheep. And I don't want to be oh my God, the sky's falling, but, this is massive.
Rollo, the sky has fallen about a week ago, I reckon.
Well,
Chicken Little's the man.
Well, you're back to that, asterisk thing with the coronavirus. In the asterisk, that was the only thing that they feared was the sky falling on their heads. That's what Asterix.
Hey, Goldie, do you know what I watched the other night? Asterix the Gaul, the movie that they did in 1967.
Is it any good? Is it any good? I mean, seriously, I hate it.
Now, what do Menhurst do?
They played three or four times a year on French TV. Every year.
Is it terrible? I bet it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name play Obelix, the French actor, the big...
Oh, Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu.
Now recording.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I should just...
Bellicet must be in the room.
No, it's just... no, it's me. Jerry, let's make sure we always run Craig when we start, no matter what. We have to do that. This is a moderator's note here. We have to... do this every single time.
I was listening to the stream, and nothing was going out on it.
Well, that was the other stream. I'm using stream one today. Fakeologist.com.
Oh, okay.
One.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's working though. Cause I forgot. I couldn't remember just from a few days ago if we were on the audio chat or just this main show chat because I'm in my studio at the moment, but it doesn't matter. Sure. It's being recorded. It's going out on stream one. So
no worries.
Rollo,
I love your gentle voice with Tim Osman. It's such a sober chat, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, really Rollo.
He thought it was good. I thought it was good too. I thought it was
Fakeologist.com.
.com.
Hey, Lordy. Hey.
Are you seeing anybody about your mental problems?
No.
Yeah, I'm seeing Ab.
Yeah, so we've got what a sad day, but it's
terrible,
though,
Chris.
Man. Really sad, really
sad,
bummed.
Sad month.
Everybody here in the chat, raise your glass.
Yeah,
ready? Here we go. Have you got your glass raised?
Yeah.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone, raise your glass. Yeah, Chris Kendall.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, my friend.
There's the Chris.
Yeah.
That's the noisiest I can make to my water glass. Yep. Yeah, raise a glass. Thank you for the great audios. Thanks for all the audios. Fantastic.
And thanks for sticking
And thanks for sticking it up the what do they call the elite? And he did stick it up them.
The arsehole of the arseholes.
That's him.
He did try. He tried hard. Yeah. He tried hard. He did real good.
He did. Him with his mate. Who was his mate that he was offside of for a while?
John Adams.
Not John Adams, but I enjoy John Adams, but
Marcus,
the other guy.
Marcus.
Yeah, he was with Marcus for a while, but no, the other guy, from up Scandinavian way.
Oh yeah, God, that was really early days.
They were great shows. That
John, Jan, or yeah, what's his name?
Jan.
Yeah, Jan Eric.
Yeah,
those ones. Oh, that was so good. Jan Eric has such a great sense of humor.
Does anyone have the archives from that? Does anyone have the Hoaxbusters?
Yeah, I've got them all recorded.
You have all the archives of Hoaxbusters?
Yes.
Pretty much, because there was a 70 gig, or not, was it 70 gig, gig?
Wow.
File that was put, yeah, and I downloaded it onto a hard drive somewhere, so I've got it all.
Bring it,
so, I'm a bit of a Luddite. Rollo. Yeah.
If it wasn't for Chris Kendall, I would never have heard your voice because you used to come and interrupt and turn up pissed.
Did I?
Turn up pissed on the Hoaxbusters call. And I used to go, who is this fucking nutcase?
I swear to God,
I used to go, who is this drunk fucking madman? And then get that I've met you and... We've met many times.
Well, I only met Chris Kendall through Ab, talking to Simon Shack that first time in 2012.
Yeah. So it was thanks to Chris Kendall that I met you.
Yeah.
And Ab and exactly. Golden Skidmark, et cetera. So yeah, big ups. Yeah,
go to the Social Security Death Index.
Remember this call?
Click on the advanced button. Type in the year of death of 2001. Type in the month, September.
It's very low.
No, I can hear it.
And then put the state of New York. And take a look at what the Social Security Death Index lists as the number of people who died in New York on 9/11/01. 405 people. You can click and sort by age and count and see how many people are under the age of, let's say, 80. You're going to come up with an even smaller number, probably somewhere around 200 the last time I checked, probably even lower than that. And then going to September 12th, the following day, you see a number of deaths listed for that day of 351.
Well, anyway, that's his SSDI. He called the SSDI. Yeah, I didn't really get too far, but at least he tried. I give him credit. So, yeah, if someone wants to show us, I think the archives for Hoaxbusters are on archive.org as well. Didn't Kelly put them there?
Yes, she did. She did.
Are they
she
all did. There?
Apparently so. Chris seemed to think they were because he lost a lot at one stage, and it was through Kelly having them recorded and reissuing them that they appeared again. So yeah, I think
my favorite Chris Kendall moment was when he shoved the camera in those cops' faces that were fingerprinting the kids.
Yeah.
And he has balls of steel, that guy. Past tense now, had balls of steel. Yeah, he was great. Yeah. Stuff like that. And he didn't get that many views. He only got about 20,000 views on that.
20,000 is pretty good, though. 20,000 is pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be in the state we're in if more people listened to either the Fakeologist Real shows or the audio chats or whatever. I mean, I like people lighting the mood, like people like Beavy pretending to be Russell Crowe and things like that. It makes me feel good in this time of
you've got to be
nonsense.
Here's an old one. 139.
Recorded live.
Thank you.
Ghostbusters Call on Talk Show.
We had a good intro.
Check one.
He's using the Rolo check.
Okay. It's August 5th. It's 2013.
This is old.
And looks like we got... Who's in the... chat here? Jan Eric, Network, Johnny Clues, Reg Dunlop. Oh, Tim's listening to the stream. Good.
I think that was me.
I don't see Tim in the chat, but he's on the stream.
It might have been me, but
yeah,
there's another
so
Tim.
Yeah, sounds
as well.
Good. Yeah, the 128 kilobit stream, and it's at Hoaxbusters Call.
Oh, that's the stream.
.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to.
And Tim saying dump talk shoe. Yeah,
that was
I think
me.
I'm about
that,
ready
yeah,
to.
That's me.
I think they've really hacked me off for the last time.
His audio was better back then than it is now.
Customer support.
I agree. That sounds and, totally 128 bit.
Customer
yeah.
support. So I don't know. I don't really have any use for them. I'd rather go put it to a paid service. Yeah, Tim's saying go to a hoster account that's got 128K streaming. Yeah. Use the one Tim uses. I got it in an email he sent to me, so I know which one it is.
Anyway, if you want to send me the link to your archive, I'll put it... Because the archive.org does not have... in an organized fashion that I can see all his stuff. I can't see it right now. So if you want to send me the
Look,
link,
I'll find it. Yeah, but then I've got to upload.
No, use Resilio Sync. Download Resilio Sync and send me the link to your hard drive. It will only share your exact folder, not your whole thing. Just send me the link to the directory that you put it in, and will just come to my server. And then I can share that, and anyone can get the link and share the audios and put them on their own system, and they can play them whenever they want, wherever they want, if they want. So,
all right, mate.
Resilio.
It's got all my old radio Rolos in there. It's got someone did a fantastic job. I don't even know who it is, but God bless them for doing it. All your chats, all your audio, up to a certain point, obviously.
Okay.
Until they stopped doing it. But it was about 70 gig. It was 70 gigs worth.
Yeah, but you don't have just Hoaxbusters stuff in one directory?
No. This was, again, I'll have to find it. And I'll send you the link. Look, I'm hopeless on cataloging stuff. I'm not like Bella said who can, you know, pull up, you know, anything like you ask him something and, before you know it, you've got it in a second. It's on the air. You know, I'm not like that. I'm terrible with my indexing. I don't want to get in the road. I don't want to get in the road of you guys having a good time. But
that's all right. We're glad to hear from
you. Awful situation in life, on Earth. But I'm just glad you guys are speaking freely about it. And there's no way I'm going to accept a vaccination, you know, a forced vaccination. But the thing is, I'm in no real worry. I've got my wife at home. She has to work from home. Luckily, she's in a business that's deemed essential. If you want to laugh, Vince McMahon is friends with Donald Trump, and they've got WWF deemed essential. Isn't that a laugh?
Yeah. Here's John LeBond's last video.
So there's a storm here in Kuala Lumpur on Saturday what is the date today? I've lost track. The 16th of April. And some of you have heard some bad news recently. If you're interested in media fakery and live radio and this kind of thing. Obviously, we've all heard some pretty bad news lately. And for those of you who have already heard the news, then you might be interested in the piece that I've put together about this. So there's a link to that in the info box below, and you can go and check that out. For those of you who haven't heard the bad news, I don't really want to be the bearer of it, so I will just leave things there. So from beautiful Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on April 16, we live in strange times, and sometimes bad things happen. But I think it is always worth remembering that being negative about things doesn't necessarily help, and we have to try and remain positive. And if we can do that, remain positive, maybe better things will happen overall. So that'll do us for today. If you want to see the tribute I'm talking about, you can see that in the info box below.
Let's see that, John. That's very nice.
It looks like unknown caller is on. Let's see, let me type this in and unmute you. Hello, how's it going, unknown caller?
Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Chris, sounds it's like John LeBon from... it's John LeBon here, my friend. Good to finally get a chance to speak to you.
Hey, man, I'm glad you called in. Cool. I watched... That's funny that I've just watched your, I think, most recent video that you came out with. It was like last... Not too long after I did the last call.
The one about the Egypt amusement park. Ancient Egypt is an amusement park.
No, not that one. I haven't caught that one yet. It was the one about war. I went into a little bit talking about war on the call, and then I went looking online, and it's like, oh, John LeBon's got a video. So you did a video on war. That's one I watched.
Well, that's one of the topics that I've been speaking about lately. And can I say, man, it's quite a privilege and an honor to get a chance to speak to you, because yourself and Marcus Allen were pioneers in media fakery, 8 years ago when you started doing all these shows? So I feel like you guys, like those of us who are into this topic now, like we owe you a debt of gratitude, I think, for being at the front of this so long ago. So thank you, Chris, for everything that you did all those years ago.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, man. I think I was fairly early into a lot of this discussion.
Who was before you and Marcus Allen? I'm not aware of anything. I'm pretty sure you guys were at the front.
As far as, like, sort of ongoing conversation or podcast, I'm not aware, other than like if you would include the Paula Gloria and Nico Haupt and those people who were talking about fakery around that time. There was like a, what's his name, Gerard Holmgren. I think he was one of the very first people to come out with fakery on 9/11. He was some musician guy. I don't know if you're familiar with him. And then, of course, like...
Well, I listened to that as well. I remember listening, and that was a good call, John. It was very kind of you to pay tribute to JLB. That was well done.
So yeah, he was talking about Gerard Holmgren there. That was he was the first no-planer. Yeah, Gerard Holmgren, Australian musician. Died in 2010. I don't know how he died either. But... well done. John LeBon is one of my favorite people. When,
how did Gerard?
I haven't looked into it because I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in the living.
How dare you?
Thank you, John.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, have you got your soundboard there? You've got your soundboard working there. Well,
I got a couple drops that were.
No, he was, he was the first one. And then I went, shit, you're right, Gerard Holmgren, no planes on 9/11. And luckily I kept all the papers and whatnot. So, he seemed like a really switched on guy. And same with
Chris Kendall there, and that was nice. Apparently, John LeBon and Marcus Allen are going to be doing Velset's going to be creating a new radio network, sort of an online radio network.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
it's sort of a pay-per-view, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm fully behind. I'm gonna financially back it and try and help them out financially because I'm not a pauper, so I will definitely go behind that venture and as long as they talk truth and try and make it a little. Marcus doesn't have the comedy. I like John LeBon's dark comedy. Black comedy that he brings through with his personality. Marcus, he's not a comedian.
I'm glad Marcus made peace with Chris in a way. He came back towards the end. Sure. That was nice. That was good.
Yeah. Did Marcus ever make peace with Simon Schacht? Because those two had a real.
I just know what I've heard, and Marcus and Chris were pretty good.
But you and Marcus have made peace because you and Marcus had a bit of a falling out too, as well, a little bit.
Not on my end, but I'm fine with almost everybody. So we had a good chat.
You're an everyman.
I don't think I'm joining his country, but I'll come visit maybe or do a drive by. So.
Hey, have you got that piece of audio? Hey, Ab, have you got that piece of audio when we thought we were recording for 2 hours and I got pissed off?
Yes, hilarious.
Last time I spoke to Marcus. Oh, and I just go, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
It was you. That didn't
record?
Wasn't it you, Faye?
I can't remember, but I slayed my guts out. I slayed my guts out because me and Marcus, didn't get on. I did enjoy when you were talking to Marcus the other day. It's not all about me, but you did say the opposite of love and hate, or the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And then Marcus says it was probably the only thing that guy that said that's any worth or something.
All right, yeah.
that was hilarious.
But I laughed so hard because look, I don't mind people. And what did you say? Who was it? The guy that said it's better to be talked about? Oscar Wilde?
Oscar Wilde.
Yeah. It's better to be talked negatively about talked than about not at all. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said that.
Are we going to get a noises news tonight?
No.
Yeah, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Noises news.
I swear on my children's testicles.
Nothing prepared. Sorry.
No, don't worry, man. No, we're just joking.
It's all coronavirus. Anything else is irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
But anyway, you look at it, 9/11 is a lie.
The fact that Noise, Rollo, and Exoteric 64, whatever he calls himself, are on the same show,
this is like a reunion.
It's a reunion, absolutely, because to get Rollo on.
Well, I said I'd never come back.
But I'm telling you now. Yeah.
Who believed that? Let's be honest.
Nobody here.
I remember hugging you big fella, you big bald Jason Statham lookalike.
Pod fart cast.
Hey, you know what we managed to buy today? Toilet paper today.
Hey, yeah, I saw that in the shelves, actually. I went, wow.
The aisles are still full of toilet paper.
Everybody stocked up.
I like what you said, Goldie. You've got the deluxe fucking whatever it is, B-Day.
Deluxe B-Day 320, mate. It's the best. It's the best. One dunny roll last year for about a good, nearly a month.
10 years. 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years, mate.
You've got the cleanest bum there ever was.
Mate, it's what I've always wanted, just a clean schmink.
Oh dear.
My dog doesn't have to worry about years. If you're a dog, you don't have to worry about dunny paper. I mean, my dog doesn't have to worry about dunny paper.
Tongue is the dunny paper,
It just looks that big clean.
Yeah.
And then she gives me a kiss in the mouth. Tongue kiss.
That's wrong.
She's lovely. Yeah. I love my dog. I tried to get onto John Laws the other day, but he wouldn't. He's black banned me again. Because I wanted to talk coronavirus and say it was a load of shit, but.
Oh, really?
The second I said that, they went, nah, no way, motherfucker.
Interesting. Why are they so resistant to the truth?
Yeah, I know. It's just. He's loving it. He's got more listeners, you know, pushing the fear porn more than anyone.
Yeah. Well, if he has any listeners at all, I guess you're right.
They're all dying of coronavirus because all his listeners are older than he is.
Anyway, I'm going to take a few minutes off, guys. I want to get the last yesterday's audio chat up because it's about 5 hours. I want to do that, and I'll just listen in here.
Good idea.
Rollo. Before you go.
See you, thank you.
I'll come back later, but go ahead. Sorry.
Real quick, Ab, before you go, did you say there's a recent interview with Simon Check about the situation?
Yes, I do the Fakeologist audio chat or Fakeologist show. It should be FAK224. FAK224.
Okay, thanks.
So that's
Fast Valley. Just go to the radio section, not the audio chat section, and it's right there. It's easy to find.
Yeah, fakeologist.com/radio should link to all the audios, the archives of the audio chat, the archives of the Fakeologist show. It should have the streamer information. That is your go-to audio site, sub-site, fakeologist.com/radio. Every link should be there, and they all should be working. If any link is not working, please let me know, because I do sometimes forget. There's so many sub-sites here, so if you find anything that doesn't work, point it out to me.
All right. Take it easy, man.
All right. Thank you.
So, Rollo, I can't believe I'm talking to...
I do my smoke on my ass.
I'm trying to. I've got a great big one of those... What do you call those big fan things? I'm trying to blow as much smoke up here as possible. Yeah, but anyway, that's, man, it's good on you for turning up. Because you've got guts to go.
Look. Skinny is my, I think I'm not sure who I'm. You're my best friend.
Yeah, you're my best friend. You're my best friend. But, no, Golden's good, Mark.
Ask Ash. Has she seen that film? Ash, have you seen that film?
Oh, sorry. I thought I had muted.
Ash, have you seen that film? It's called Driving Miss Daisy. Driving Miss Daisy, Jessica Tandy. Bruce Beresford.
No.
It was the film that directed itself.
Oh, yes.
Mm. No, I have not seen it.
That was a very, very good
movie. Do yourself a favor. I'm going to do a Molly Meldrum. Do you know who Molly Meldrum is?
Yeah, he always wore like an Akubra. And he did
the one.
Yeah, I know.
Do yourself a favor. Watch. Hey, do yourself a favor.
Oh, yeah. What is it, bro?
Miss Daisy.
Okay.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie.
My father kissed Molly Meldrum in an airport once.
By mistake.
That's great. That's good. What was it? Yeah, that's good.
He was late for a connecting. Ash, he was late for a connecting flight. And he just came around a corner and went, and hit him.
That's amazing. You could pick up a nasty disease normally with that bloke. But lucky the next one.
I tell you, one of my funniest airport stories was when I came back from Thailand once, and I was jet lagged as all fuck, and I was, because you know, I did a whole bunch of cocaine over there, and I noticed David Koch in the airport, and I thought knew him as a friend, and he started looking at me in this way that, like, Don't come near me, cunt. And because I thought I knew him, and then I went, oh no, that's fucking David Koch off Sunrise. And then I did a quick left and went, fuck, I'm out of here. I did
the same thing with Mike Munro from 60 Minutes. I walked around the corner.
Oh, did you?
And he looked at me and I looked at him and I waved at him. Like, you know, obviously I knew him because from the TV show, and he's waved at me. And I've gone, that's that cunt Mike Munro. he's the shiftiest piece of shit ever. But, when you just bump into someone that you know.
Do you think he's as shifty as Ray Martin? Ray Martin is like...
His wig, his plastic wig. Remember, what's his name that played Chopper? The actor that played Chopper.
Eric Banner.
Eric Banner used to do Ray Martin with a rubber, he had a rubber coupe play.
For our American friends, Eric Banner played Chopper Reed in a fantastic film.
And the Hulk, who was the Hulk on the first Hulk.
He was the Hulk, yeah, it wasn't a very good Hulk, that one. I preferred the American guy, the guy.
Hello.
Oh, you're here for sure.
Ed Norton. Yeah.
No, that's, you're talking about, was he the Hulk? That was the second.
Yeah, Ed Norton played the Hulk.
You're listening to another
I preferred Bill Bixby's Hulk back in the 70s. You remember Formula TV back in the...
Yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Got a Lou Perino.
Hey, folks. I'm Lou Perino. Yeah. You're listening to Fake Ollie's Real. Yeah. Fake Ollie's Real.
Painted green, looking extremely stupid, but anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, hey, Rollo.
Or Big Way. Please
I'm
hit
glad you're back. You got golden skin.
It's the perfect lesson for us how to prepare us for these
I'm here, man. I'm here.
Adam now.
What's the topic?
Only be difficult.
I
want to
know what's happening in Perth.
COVID-19, mate.
What's the COVID-19?
Yeah, well, I heard a whole bunch of sirens.
You know when...
Sounds
like
talked about it on this podcast because I've had a few runs now, what I said before, but I was driving down the Pacific Highway today and I saw two ambulances again driving and following each other with one driver in each lane.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
But I've seen three times now.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big
com with one
a benefactor who will get a shout.
It's a fake. This thing is fake. 100%.
Hey, Rick. Them now. Rick. Let me, one of the things that I've noticed with this, the salubrious suburb that I live in, salubrious. Yeah, I live right next to a hospital, the John Hunter Hospital.
No, listen, man, you live next to one of the busiest hospitals.
And the thing I noticed shooting the father of the girl that was widely shot, being a Broadway actor, and then him going on the news media, and then presenting himself looking like
barely in the nighttime. It's just gone. Used to be like honks of horns and
listen, man, the hospital,
it's all gone.
Everything is so quiet. RPA for coronavirus, and it was empty.
Here we go. I've got a question for you, Ash.
Yeah.
Ash, here's the question. How does the coronavirus test work? Is it just a temperature test? Have they patented this test?
No, they have not. And I put the audio of me discussing my results with the nurse, asking has anyone turned back positive? Because it was, the nurse tested me and I said to her, look, I used to teach nursing classes. And then she was like, well, you're not going to like what I'm going to do to you now. Because it's a really high nasal swab. Oh God. And I think she felt bad because she put my head back.
Oh, really? So they shove a cotton wool bud right up your nose.
Yeah. And then they twirl it and then you start crying. Yeah, it's horrible. Oh. But then what was really interesting on the train, because I'm working with my dad's mechanic garage for some grocery money because I'm not working. And so I'm on the trains, right? And so I see it's only construction workers, tradies that are on the trains that I see. And a guy there he started coughing and he was like this middle-aged, Aussie guy. And then I just said to him, oh, do you have coronavirus? And he looked like shit scared.
Oh, Ash, you got a great sense of humor. I'll tell you a story. When I was young, when I was young, I was accused by my girlfriend at the time that I'd given her a sexually transmitted disease, right? And so I, of course, went to the doctor and then off to the specialist. Have you ever had a dry cotton wool bud shoved up the end of your cock and twizzled? Because if you want no pain, that's what pain twizzled. Is. And I went, twizzled. That. Twizzled. And you know what? And the pain didn't really, I thought it was painful at the time. The next time is when I took a piss. When I took a piss and I went, oh my God! My God! That fucking hurt.
You would have had little cuts. Yeah, the high acid urine going through it, all on your little cuts up there. Mm. Yeah, it would have hurt.
I wouldn't wish that pain on my worst enemy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah. I'll finish the story. So with this construction guy, thank you. And so he said to me that they get tested at work every morning for coronavirus. And I just started talking away because I just wanted to reassure him that I was joking. So I just started going off on my blah, 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 you know, bubble and talk about, you know, to think logically about, you know, the numbers and all that. But I should have asked him how he was tested because there is no way they've got nurses going to construction sites every morning doing high,
Of course.
And so, I mean, it's a mock test that they're doing to all these construction workers, obviously. So I should have asked. I'm sure I'll see more construction workers coughing next week. And I'll just ask some questions. Oh, they look shit scared when I ask them. I scared a young guy on the bus a few weeks ago. He was turned out to be a worker at Woolies in Crow's Nest because he coughed and he was sitting behind me. Poor guy looked so scared because I asked him like my serious voice. I'm like,
I love it when you say shit scared because it reminds me of such a funny time in my life. Oh, where with that show, good. Remember, with Mick Molloy and Rob Sitch?
That was hilarious.
I used to work in Crow's Nest. Oh, man.
Didn't you get chased by the cops or at least seven cars in Crow's Nest when you got arrested driving?
Oh, yeah. That was all through, Sydney. Yeah, yeah. When I ended up with a charge sheet. Yeah, I lost my license for a year for that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You sound like fun, Rollo. I think we'd get along.
Rollo is fun.
It was like, have you seen the film called The Blues Brothers?
No, I've heard of it.
Ash. Yeah. Yeah, it's called The Blues Brothers. That's what it was. It was like very going down one-way streets, running red lights. I was pissed out of my fucking head.
With a whole
and I deserve to lose my license for a year. I just paid for a 5-year gold license like the month before.
Wait till you hear the story of my life, Rollo. I like how to fuck your life up. I got pissed like earlier this week, right? And
it
was a police helicopter. And I was drunk and I was stressed about my rental situation getting taken to the tribunal and all this bullshit and not knowing who to listen to. Do I listen to the lawyer from the tenancy place? Do I listen to, I was going mad in the head. So the police helicopter was out here at like 10 o'clock. So I came outside and I was like, fuck off police, fuck off helicopter. You and your shit scaring us and I'm not going to let you do it to us. And I just went off at it. And then I heard someone yell out, shut up. And I said, come at me, cunt. This is my unit number. Buzz my door. And then apparently two people in the building called the police on me. Oh, my God. And then I, like, wrote, because me and a neighbor created a WhatsApp group for people in our building so that we can all be there for each other, just share memes and stuff like that. And, you know, and then one lady like reached out to me the next day and so she invited me over for dinner and then I like wrote sorry to everyone on the group and then one person was like, oh yeah, it turned out to be there was an alleged, you know, robbery. Someone wanted cigarettes and cash from Kirribilli. And I said to her, I was like, what a made up story. Like anyone who's a lad, anyone who's been in that scene, you're not going to fucking go to Kirribilli to get smokes and cash. Like you're an idiot. No one was doing anything that night except the police scaring us. And so I think that people on the chat have started to realize, because I'm just really careful with what I say, because obviously, you know, I'm one of the creators of the group, so I don't want to come off as this conspiracy theorist. So I'm just like really, you know, just trying to have a bit of grace and just poise and, you know, just kind of, slowly, like, you know, put things in there that I'm not scared about it. But anyway, so, and then I just joked in the group, well, lucky, you know, the police were so busy in Kirribilli because no one paid me a visit that night. But, I just was like, that's my story of my problems. It wasn't even problems. Like, I just think it's funny, you know, what we do sometimes. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we've all done shit, stupid stuff.
I stayed at someone's house in Vaucluse. I mean, Kirribilli, if I think of Kirribilli, all I think about is, isn't that where,
the Kirribilli house is?
You know, that none of us have got any chance to really stay at any length of time, but there you go. But, oh man, you knocked the story out of my head. I had a really good story, but,
Don't worry about it.
It
might have been like about the WhatsApp group that I was talking about, or me yelling at the helicopters. I want to bash a cunt.
You're dropping the C bomb. I mean, it's rare that I hear women drop C bombs. My wife has only called me a C bomb twice in my life, I think. And that's and that's when I'm really playing up, you know, when I played up bad.
Bad boys.
Bad boys. What you gotta do?
What you gotta do when they come for you?
They come for you.
Yeah, bad boys. Bad boys. What you gonna do when Rollo comes for you? I'm telling you now, Rollo's the bad boy. He's been chased by cops more times than me.
I'm a mad lad. When I was in Hong Kong, I hung off the.
I've been chased by cops. Noise level. I saw Sir Golden Skidmark. He's been chased by cops probably the same amount of times as I have.
Okay, Skiddy, tell me your cop story.
Anyone else here? We've got a few people. Sorry, around the world. If anyone wants to give an update or delete the elite in Sweden. Yes. After your story about being chased.
No, I've already done it on the fartpodcast.com. I've been chased by cops.
You are a whore.
Because that was the thing you used to do in the day. It was fun. It was like, you know, something to do. It was like, this is cool. Now, I'm not so sure about that. I think they're a bit more serious about things.
They're also young.
Where's Rollo gone? He's not here anymore. He's muted. And,
Am I muted, am I?
Golden Skidmark.
Am I muted, am I?
Where are you? He's probably changing his drinks. But yeah, no, back in the day, getting chased by cops was a rite of passage for a teenager. Definitely. It was like a fun thing to do. You didn't expect to get shot. It was just one of those things you did.
Am I muted?
Not anymore.
Okay, mate. Look, I've had guns pointed at me.
I've been telling you now, though, they are getting serious about, you know. I heard a story, a guy last night told me.
You should never point a gun at someone unless.
A friend of his was taking his two children to rehearse, you know, to do some soccer training at a park. And he had two of his sons there practicing, and the cops came up and gave him $1,000 fine. For breaking COVID-19 laws of having one person at a time training. And he was pretty serious the way he told it to me.
That's horrible. Cause there was this girl in Sydney, who was fined for going for like a learner driver lesson with her mum. And then, so they'd say it all on the news, because like I only hear the news when I'm out in the shops or whatever. But then they'd say afterwards, but the police later dropped the fine. So it's like they say the ridiculous fine. Yeah. And then they say afterwards, but they say, you know, in lower tone, oh, but the police did drop the fine afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's just like fear mongering. It's just fear because they're not going to enforce it. They're not going to enforce it. It's just ridiculous. Like, you know, you take that. No judge is going to enforce like that $1,000 fine. It's
absolutely. Because you can just say, you can bring up any excuse under the sun. You know, you know, my mother was...
Say disability, say, you know, anything, diversity, you know, say, you know, whatever you want. You
anything.
You know.
Anything. It's,
you know what, guys? As I was a pussy. I paid my fine.
Ambulances are definitely driving around empty, scaring people.
And is anyone else? Any around the world experiencing ambulances driving around? Like, does anyone else have any comments or anything like that?
Anyone?
Hopefully someone else will have seen it, because I've seen that three times now, and I just use my gut instinct. I don't go with logic anymore. I just go, is that an ambulance with people in it, or is it just pretending? And when I looked at the driver, there was only one in the car, which is illegal. I mean, an ambulance has to have two people. It has to have an operator plus a, trainee or whatever next to them, so they can help lift a patient off a board, off their bed into a gurney. And these ambulances had one people in them both times I saw them. The three times I've seen them, sorry. So it's fake. 100% fake. 100% fake. I've got to disappear because I'm... but so, good chatting, Missy. Always interesting. And great to see Rollo, who is definitely one of the most interesting people
we've ever
had.
Rick, can you still hear me?
Rick.
We can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Rick, look, you're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
Yeah, he knows that.
All right. Hey, Ash. I look forward to catching up with you one day too.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that you, what I really like about you is, you appreciate Velocet's production skills. And, is he a Freemason? I don't know.
Are you a Freemason, Rollo?
Me? I've got my ring.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing my ring right now.
What's it like? Can you post a photo?
33rd degree Freemason I am. Not.
Congratulations.
My neighbour calls them goat riders.
What's a goat reference? What do they do with the goat?
Oh, I don't know. I know nothing when it comes to secret societies. All I know is that it can be... Yeah, but I've been in societies like, you know, baseball societies and, you know, university, you know, you have your book clubs and whatnot. And you just, look, it's just nothing to be feared. It's only big societies like your Bilderbergers and that are, or who was the guy hero saying that they, them?
Yeah. Because he was questioning, like, you know.
Yes.
Well, I put up the book about you looking up the bloodlines, so I'll start reading that tonight.
Yeah, the Fritz Springmeier.
Yeah. What did you go to?
I think I read it years back. Yeah, I think I read it years back when I was into Alex Jones, and you know, he was always blaming the Jesuits was it Jesuits? Yeah, never the Jews though. And that's why I appreciate. That's why I always appreciate Noises News or Gold Skid Marks News, because he's fearless, that guy is. And you wouldn't want to mess with him. Oh, yeah. He's got a great – he's a hulking man. When I say he's a Jason Statham lookalike, I'm not joking. The guy
who's
is
Jason
like
Statham?
He's from his biggest film probably was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
I don't know where.
No, that's okay. 1998. It was a film by Guy Ritchie. He ended up marrying Madonna, and they had some fun time. Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, why not? Nancy sits in a milk bath where a face looks like it's been stripped over. You know,
Rose McGowan? She looks like Rose McGowan or Kate Winslet. Like, she doesn't even, like, I wouldn't have thought Madonna. Ooh. I would have thought, like, she just looked like other people. Like,
I always wanted to have sex with Madonna. I really did.
Yeah.
I always found her very attractive, and when I saw that latest vid, I just a little bit of sick came up in my mouth. I just went, God, I wanted to have sex with that. No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm enjoying. Are you on the whiskey tonight? I'm on the wine tonight. Have we got anyone else?
No, I'm sober.
Is everyone left?
I'm sober tonight.
Good.
No, I'm still here, and since we're talking about having a drink, Rollo, good to have you back, mate.
Come on!
I'm so happy that you're back. Of all times, this is the time to return. So, good to see you back.
Well, hey, well done on your video about Chris Kendall. That was moving, and well done, mate.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got the news this morning. I got a PM from someone on Discord. And it was just a one-sentence comment. So naturally, the first thing I did when I first woke up this morning, the first thing I did was check. And obviously, the news is what the news is. I'm as skeptical as anybody, but, you know, we don't know what's happened. So, yeah, I had other plans for today, but I had to just make that video. And I'm glad I did because, what else can I do, you know? There's nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, so. I did go to the GoFundMe. I was going to send through $9.11 for the funeral. But they don't let you do that. It has to be in $1 increments. And I was like, this is why I don't like GoFundMe. Do you know what I mean? And how much does GoFundMe tell you? I'm not trying to talk people out of contributing, by the way, and to everyone who has tried to help out the family, assuming this is all real, full credit to you. But, yeah, if I want to give $9.11, that should be my right. Do you know what I mean? Call me old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But other than that, what else can we do? You know, what else can you do? So... that's what I did. But yeah,
oh, well, make a nice, poignant video because Chris always spoke very slowly and calmly and rationally. And we played a few Chris audios on the show tonight.
I've been listening, bro. I've been listening to almost all of this, all of his call, almost all of it.
Yeah. And look, I'm looking forward to you being produced by Velocet on his new radio network that he's setting up. I think that's a great enterprise, and I want to help out as best I can. $10 a month is $120 a year is nothing. So, it will not to me anyway. I'm looking forward to you being produced by, Bello. Is he actually going to produce everything you do? So you can have audio clips and that. And
honestly, I'm not quite sure. I think it's still a work in progress. He did the one show with Marcus Allen already, and I thought that show was terrific. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come, but I haven't recorded anything. I haven't done anything there yet. So I really can't say too much about that. For the time being, really, my main focus is my website. My website has grown by probably 10 or 15% in terms of traffic and members in the last month. What has happened, I think, this event has shaken a few people, I don't think normies are just waking up all of a sudden. That's not what's happening. It's people who knew something was going on, but I guess had kind of been putting it off in their minds or just focusing on their lives. Well, now their own friends, their own family are attacking them for daring to question the TV, and they're starting to realize, hold on, this is bullshit. So all of a sudden, a website like Fakeologist or johnthebond.com or what have you, all of a sudden they become like safe havens. So I think that's what's happened. This hasn't woken anybody up. I just think the people who kind of already were awake, now they're realizing now's the time to go and speak to other people. That's what I think is going on. This is a huge event. This is the biggest event of all time, in my opinion. In all of recorded human history, this is the biggest event of all time. We're living through it. It is phenomenal.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you totally.
And check this out, Roller. Check this out. What's the story that you were told?
To trash an economy, and no one's saying, bring out your dead, bring out your dead.
No one's even sick. Where's all the sick people? It's meant to be a pandemic. Mm. Where's all the sick people? They don't exist. So check this out, Rollo. When you were a kid, what did they tell you was how Australia got started? What was the story that we were given?
People came out on the first fleet.
Yeah, what kind of people?
White people.
Yeah, but what? How come they were on those boats? Was it voluntary?
Prisons.
Yeah, they were prisoners, right? Now, check this out. You know, Australia, a couple of weeks ago, said we're not letting Australians leave. Did you know that? Like, if you wanted to leave Australia, it might be different for you because I think you might have two citizenships, but for people who only have Australian citizenship, they can't leave. you're not allowed to leave. You have to apply for a special exemption. But for the average person, you can't leave that place. Now, you tell me, Rollo, what kind of a place can you go but never leave? I know of two such places. Prisons and the Hotel California. And I'm telling you right now, I've been to Australia. It ain't no Hotel California. It's a dump, right? So they're saying, oh, Australia, come back, Australian citizens. Come back. We'll give you 2 weeks of five-star accommodation, which, by the way, it isn't. Some people are getting put in three-star hotels. No windows, no fresh air, shit food for 2 weeks. It is cruel and unusual punishment. And then they're being told, after those 2 weeks, you're free to go to wherever you want to go, so long as you stay in Australia. You can't leave the country. Now, how does that make sense? How is it a risk to Australia if Australians say, no, I'm going to some other country? It's not. Now, if they said, listen, you can leave, but you can't come back, that's a different story. But they're saying, no, you just can't leave. Can you see how overt this is? What's going on?
Yeah, look, the only thing, the thing that upsets me is I took things for granted. What I said about Gaia, I kind of regret a couple of things of it. Now, with this COVID-19 thing, I'm glad I got to get to Colombia and see all the beautiful things. Because you take so many things for granted. And I didn't realize, that they could everything can be taken away with a flick of a switch. Bang, gone. And don't worry. I mean, we've still got power and we've got running water here. And what happens when that gets taken away?
Do you think it will?
I can't imagine that. But sports, I mean, you're into USC and whatnot. I mean, did you hear about Vince McMahon getting WWF as an essential thing because he's mates with Donald Trump?
I heard about it. I haven't looked into it, but I will say this.
Yeah,
and I mentioned this
Donald Trump. Yeah,
I mentioned
Trump,
this on these calls
when he slammed Vince McMahon in the ring, it was one of the funniest pieces of video you've ever seen. And for a 70-year-old man, it's bloody funny. But
Let me tell you my logic, right? I used to think they're not going to take away the bread and the circuses, okay? They're going to implement their New World Order, Brave New World, 1984 mm-hmm. agenda. And it's going to happen. It's clearly happening. But they're not going to take away the bread and the circuses. But they've taken away the circuses. They've taken away the sports ball. Completely taken away. Now they're saying, oh, maybe the players can train. Like maybe the English Premier League players can train in May. Or maybe the AFL players can train in May. Maybe it's all just bullshit. Keep on putting it a month, 2 months ahead, right? So they're dangling a carrot for people. But it's all bullshit. The sports are gone. The circuses are gone. And so the question becomes, if there were people like me, and I openly admit I was wrong, who were saying that they're not going to take away the bread and the circuses, but they've just taken away the circuses, what does that leave us to start to infer? Maybe the bread ain't so safe either.
Mm.
Yeah?
Well, so it started as a toilet paper, and there was a run in Sydney. Because you're still in, where are you? You're still in Malaysia,
I'm in Kuala Lumpur at the moment, yeah.
Oh, Kuala Lumpur, KL, yeah, I've been there. It's a nice place. It's
boring as shit, though, let's be honest, bro. People like you, I don't think would like this place, mate. You pay as much for a beer here as you do in Australia. What's the point of leaving Australia, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Well, look, I'm well-traveled. I mean, I feel for you because, I mean, I think you would have, you went to South Africa 10 years ago, and at least you're I remember you on the Skype call for 4 hours trying to get a trip back to Australia. Are you glad that you didn't come back?
I am, yeah, I definitely am. Here's the thing, though. I am resigned to this idea, and I was talking about this on the Fake Gologist call last night, so I won't belabor the point, but I've been following all of the so-called digital nomads on the internet. So these are people who have online businesses and travel. Such a great idea, right? Obviously, that's been my plan for years, and I've managed to succeed in that plan, and I've done it for a year. But I still pay attention to these people. And when all this first happened, it's been like this steady decline from people who are like, we can get through this, we're just going to bunker down, we're stuck in this country, whatever. If we just have to be locked down for a month, who cares, right? But over time, more and more people have just been like, you know what, we're giving up, we're going back home. Like, there's nothing we can do, we can't stay in this place, blah, blah, blah. And I've just reached the point where it's dawned on me, holy shit,
I probably will have no choice. Like, I think there might be a grander plan to get everyone back in their own home country where they can maybe, how do I put this? Maybe governments have more jurisdiction over people when it's their own citizen in their own country, if I can just put it like that. So I'm now resigned that I'll have to go back to Australia. But, dude, the last 4 weeks or so
you
I've had
come
here.
Back?
No, fuck no. But I'm not going to have any choice, bro. So that's the point. But the thing is, the last 4 or 6 weeks, I've got so much work done, both online and offline, if I can put it like that, like in my own mind. Like, I feel like the last 4 or 6 weeks have been worth it. Even if I still have to drag my sorry ass back home, all right, the last 4 or 6 weeks have just been, like, I'll never forget them. To be here now, in this place, as this has been going on, in my circumstances, there's no way most people could even imagine it. Like, I'm all alone here, bro. Don't know a single person. Don't speak to a single person. Apart from you guys, I haven't spoken to anybody today, and I won't speak to anybody tomorrow. Like, it's complete isolation, and I've got this view of the whole city.
JLB, we live in exciting times, and look, don't worry, I've been listening to your, that story you told about the young kid that was being harassed because he was a local and you were not being harassed because you're not a local. I mean, at least they're not, you know, harassing, you know, they're not xenophobic over there.
No, that's why it's a good thing I'm here instead of Vietnam or Thailand where they are more xenophobic. Malaysia's not so much so. But the point of my story is, getting back to your question.
Yeah, right.
I'm not complaining. This has been an amazing experience. Very few people. Here's the problem. If you have a wife or kids or friends or people, workmates who you speak to, their fear and their anxieties can be infectious, right? It can affect you to see all of this. I don't have that. I'm so distanced from it, I get to be more objective. Now, you can't be completely objective because we're all being affected by this psychologically, physically, etc. But as far as trying to be objective, I feel like I'm in the best vantage spot of any person I know at all, period. So the last 4 or 6 weeks have just been, like, I'll never forget them. I'm not saying it's all been good. I'm just saying, like...
No, we live in interesting times. John LeBon, we live in interesting times. And, again, just from a selfish perspective, I've enjoyed my wife being home with me because she's essential. She's deemed essential, and she can work from home. So I've enjoyed it, you know, because I enjoy her company. I mean, but I'd imagine...
Well, you're one of the lucky ones, bro. How about all those couples where they actually don't
I've always been lucky, John. I've always been lucky. I don't know how I've managed it. Even, you know, like in 1990 when we had a recession, right? I had a great job. I had a great job in a video store. I just got kicked out of the bank because I won't tell that story, but I got kicked out of the Westpac because I was on a management trainee scheme, but I saw corruption going on and I exposed it, and then I got kicked out because I must have been a truther back then. But you know what my first word was said when I was a kid, the first word that came out of my mouth was judge. That's what my parents told me. And I don't judge people that much, but I know corruption when I see it. And, you know, not the old backhander here and there, I don't mind. But this is beyond the pale, what's going on now. And
well, what do you predict? You tell me, what do you foresee from this point?
Social unrest.
Really? Do you think Australia's going to stand up for themselves? Do you think Australia's going to stand up for themselves, really?
Well,
maybe the Americans, maybe. I doubt it, but I'll give them a chance. Maybe the Southern Europeans, dude. Maybe the Southern Europeans, because they're a fiery group of people. Maybe them. Maybe. But Australians, what an apathetic, cowardly, docile, overweight bunch of... There's no chance, dude. That's why I don't want to be there. I don't want to be surrounded by that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're telling you you can't
go to the fucking beach. If Australians won't stand up for themselves then, they're never standing up for themselves. It's over.
Dude, I went to the beach with my dog the other day, and there was no one fucking there. And my dog likes playing with other dogs, and there was no one there, and I just went, fuck me. I took a picture too, or I got my wife to take a picture of me holding the dog, saying, where's everybody gone? Everybody's fucking gone. And I said, the mainstream media doesn't have any power anymore. Boy, oh boy, how was I wrong? Because everyone's believing this Anthony Fauci fucking Bill Gates bullshit. Bill Gates is not a fucking doctor. He's just a fucking eugenicist motherfucking cunt. And you know, it's David Attenborough and that, they want to see us all gone. But it's not their kids they want to see gone. These motherfuckers. The world, all right, it wasn't a perfect place. I had guns pointed at me in Colombia by these masked black hooded guys.
Were they guys shakedown crew? They'd come to get you.
Yeah. But I didn't stick a rose in the end of their guns. I just went, "G'day, how you going, mate? What's going on?" And do you know what the t-shirt I wear now, John? Free hugs.
Don't go to Colombia.
Free hugs.
No, free hugs.
Free hugs. Nice. And someone had a go at me the other day when I was down at the supermarket. Free hugs. Like somehow that's a threat. I just went, no, it's just funny. I'm going to wear this free hugs t-shirt whenever I go out.
That is very amusing. Up until 4 months ago, that was a very successful meme. Free hugs, love, kumbaya. Now the exact same t-shirt. The lemmings interpret that as a threat.
It's just retarded. At least you got the sense of humor.
Do you guys have to wear masks in Newcastle? Do you have to wear masks to the shops?
No, we don't. They haven't mandated that yet. And
what are you going to do if they mandate it?
I'll wear a Bane mask or something with a skull and crossbones with 322 written on it or something. I don't know. Something. It's beyond the pale. I mean.
You know what I like about what you said a moment ago? A moment ago you said that you were wrong, and I already admitted that I was wrong. I think this has just been a humbling experience for many of us. Many of us, even if we were cynical of the people, even if we realize that most people are dumb as shit, we didn't know it was this bad. I did not know that it was this bad. Yeah. And now I see. Now I understand. These creatures are non-player characters. They have no capacity for independent thought, logical thought. They can't be objective. They will do as they're programmed to do. Period. Mm-hmm. Even if it is to their own obvious detriment, even if it's to the detriment of their own family, their own society, their own community, their own business, it doesn't matter.
Can't agree
they will
more.
Do as they're told. Right? It's worse
can't
than
agree
I
more. Can't agree more. John Laws is fucking loving this, and he's just going off, and he's fully on board with it, even though his own kids are going to suffer for it.
What, John, hold on, John Laws is on the pro stay home bandwagon.
It was actually funny the other day because I was listening to him when I was trying to get on the show. I was on hold. Obviously, he knew that I was, because I was going to question COVID with him. I wanted to say, you know, I'm sorry for the death of Princess Caroline, his wife. His wife passed away of 40 odd years. And the day I heard that, it upset me because I like John Laws. I really do. He doesn't like me, but I like him. It's like you, me and you for a while there. You didn't like me, but I've always liked you.
Oh, my when did I not like you? Hold on, Woody. Hold on. Now, hold on a second.
Oh, when we were talking to that Canadian guy. What was his name? Years ago. What was his name? I forget his name, but he...
No, I tell you what happened was I started being a smart ass about you when you said for years and years, oh, JLB, I want to come and have a beer with you, mate. You're a great bloke and I want to buy you a beer. I'm like, that's a really... When an Aussie dude says that he thinks you're a good bloke and wants to buy you a beer, that's a very nice thing to say. So I hear this for a few years and then one day I'm in Bangkok and if you want to go out for a drink, Bangkok is the place to do it, all right? Bangkok is the place to be. I happen to be in Bangkok and I hear the word on the grapevine, Rollo's in town. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. After years and years of all these nice comments and I want to buy you a beer, mate, we're going to have a drink on a rooftop bar here in Bangkok. This is going to be sweet. So I send old Rollo a message. I hear you're in town. You know what I hear back? Crickets. I see how it is. Okay, I get it.
That's fucked.
I get it.
Hey, look, I don't have many regrets in my life. but missing you there, because we could have gone and watched Joker together.
Indeed, we could have.
We could have. Yeah. We could have watched that movie because it came out on October 4th. We could have gone and watched it together on my birthday, and it would have been.
And I did go and watch it while I was in Bangkok.
I did too much coke. I did too much coke over there, and I coked out, and I never got to meet up with you over there. But look.
Bad things happen. Look, it could have been for the best, bro. Because
one day,
if they put you and me together on a rooftop bar in Bangkok, it might have ended really bad for at least one of us. So maybe it was for the best.
I look forward to the day, one day, with your hand in mine, and just say, well done. You and your mate pretending to be on the space station and, you know, just like that, you know, doing something amusing like that. Because you've got a great sense of humor. I like it. I like your
I appreciate that. Thank you, Rollo. But you know what? Listen, all jokes aside, all issues that I might have had with other people and maybe you have with other people, if people can't put that shit to the side now, then there's probably no hope for some people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it all pales into insignificance, doesn't it? Like, we are watching the great revelation.
Let bygones be bygones. Yeah. Let bygones 100%. Be bygones. Yeah, yeah. Anything.
And I think you made a really good point earlier in this call. Was it either you or Ab? One of you said that it was good that Marcus Allen and Chris Kendall had sort of reconnected before all of this most recent drama. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad. Like, I was glad that Marcus called back into Chris anyway. I think they're great together. And the whole idea of having a beef, like, they did so much good work together. The idea of having any kind of animosity is just not good. So I was happy that they were talking again. But now, given what's happened, I think it's even more. Like, it's such a good thing that they did get to speak again, because that would have been
a garage is where you park your car.
If you have a car, Rollo. If you're a well-to-do person.
I do.
Yeah, I haven't owned a car for 8
years. I'm just saying, a garage. I'm trying to do my South African accent. A garage is where you park your car.
That was pretty good. That was nice.
Yeah.
So is this the start of something special, Rollo? Will we see here every Saturday from now on?
Mm-mm. No, this is a one-off.
I think you'll be back, mate. I think you love it. I think Velocette doing his little drops of the clips, chatting with Ab the Fakeologist, him making you the king when you got here. I think you'll be back.
I spoke to him last night, and he's looking forward to doing the behind-the-scenes thing with you and Marcus. So, no one wants me on the mic, really, because, well, how many bottles of wine have I drank tonight? Only 2 or 3. I'm a bit drunk, but, what's that?
Not enough. You can do more.
Jared!
No, I'm joking. it's a bit too soon to join you, but we'll do it later.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna say, Rollo, I'm impressed, mate. You've been here for at least an hour without saying, "Hold on, got to go for a smoke," because that's the last thing anybody wants to hear.
I'm on the balcony, mate. I'm on the balcony smoking as we speak.
Well, you know what? In your honour, I might just go and pour myself a cheeky little drink. All right, I'll be back. Give me a sec.
You're all right, mate. Hey, before you go, well done on the little chat where you said, Rollo, don't go and kill yourself or anything like that. Nobody go and kill themselves. What did I say? It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I don't know if this is temporary, but this problem in society, but I really do hope you go and have a drink, because I'm going to be here for the long haul tonight.
Excellent.
So, Gareth. Yes. Can I say something to you? I shouldn't have been so hard on Gaia, the way he treated me. How do I put this? He exploited me a little bit, but there you go. I still think he's more positive.
I don't have any ill will toward the guy, but. And what happened between you and him in the end is irrelevant. And I get my own grievance, and I will stand to them.
Okay.
So now you can all like have sex with each other and be happy again.
is that original stimulant there?
That's me, Rollo. Yes. I hear.
Hey, bud. How are you? Yeah. Our Freemasonic friend. How are you, Freemason?
Good.
Good. You're the, hey, if we want to blame anyone on COVID-19, let's blame you.
Oh, shit. You're like the walking petri dish for all, you know, for all of there's nothing that exists that you haven't had or are willing to get for a good time.
You're a fucking legend, OS. I fucking love you, man.
Good to hear your voice, buddy. Good to hear your voice, man.
Well, it's good to hear yours as well. You know, it's just anyone who is a, you know, you stated publicly you're a Freemason, so you're not a 33rd degree Freemason, though, are you?
Well, I wouldn't tell you if I was, but you would know.
Hey, I don't think you can, do you?
Yeah,
keep going.
Well, you haven't stated that you're a Freemason publicly, right? So it was true.
I will publicly say that I'm not a Freemason.
Oh, I messed that up. I messed that bit up.
Well, so I've been in.
What have you guys been talking about?
Oh, COVID-19.
Oh, what's that? I've never heard of it.
Well done, mate. COVID-19, I call it. COVID-19. Wait, 2020 vision, right? It's like, oh, man. If we had 2020 vision, like, I didn't see this thing coming. What do you think of social?
I just thought it was breathing hard. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't. I tell you what, people say, if only I had had some warning, you know, think about that stuff, I would have done something differently. But right now is the period of the warning or whatever. It's kind of like the undeniable warning. Things aren't as bad as they could be, right? But they could be worse. They could get worse. So
yeah, kind of like, and they will get. I don't mean to be a naysayer, but when society starts collapsing, which it will, I mean, I can't see any way out of what they've done to the economy. Who are they? Well, there's got to be some. Top, you know, if it's Henry Kissinger because he's on his deathbed or something, wanting to tank the world economy. Well done, mate. Well done. So you've ruined it for the rest of us ants.
Well, who's not suffering is the they. I mean, not maybe suffering isn't the right word, but who and maybe stand to gain isn't necessarily the right word either. But who never loses, and whoever that is,
the one that have so much.
Whoever that is,
that will still continue to have some anyway.
So you can just imagine, you know, who the day is. I like to blame different groups at different times, whatever makes me feel better, you know, at the moment.
Yes.
So.
Most of the time I end up blaming the Jews, but that's just me.
I like to blame, like, Congolese people, usually. And then I kind of switch. Uh-oh.
Congolese people. What did they ever do to you?
No, there's two. There's some kind of echo effect. What the hell? Maybe that's me. Hold on.
Take two. Echo.
Sibilance. No, it's you, Rollo. I think. Or
it's
maybe
me, isn't it?
No, it's Garrus. It was Garrus. Voice morpher, bro. Oh, damn it.
I'm going to do what John LeBron did. I'll go to the fridge. I'll be back. I'll be right back. I'll be back, fellas.
Mute your mic and see if it's. No.
So we've got a couple people in the room who aren't. It's Benoit. It's Juris.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, it's your mic that was giving the echo. It seems okay now. It's doing it again. Juris, are you trolling us, Matt?
Do you have the mic inside of you?
Hey, John is back, is he?
I'm back, Matt. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm just back from the
lockdown.
Too?
We're in full curfew lockdown, actually. Believe it or not.
Oh, really?
From 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. nobody's allowed to open. Not petrol stations, not convenience stores. Because, you know, Asian people love 24/7 convenience stores. Don't ask me why. So there's several of them right next to my condominium. They're all closed by 8. They have to. They've got no choice. So they're meant to be 24/7, but now they're 12/7 by law, supposedly. It's ridiculous.
So you haven't got a drink in your hand?
Hmm. Can't you hear?
Oh, well done, mate.
But the thing is, no, it's actually worked out well for me because I used to have this problem. I would just have a few drinks and then I'd be feeling good. So I'd walk downstairs or get an elevator downstairs and go and buy more because I never buy a lot in one go. I always buy smaller quantities. Well, now I can't do that. So if it gets to, say, 10 p.m., I'm like, oh, man, I'm feeling good. I want to get more. Too bad I can't. Might as well just brush my teeth and go to bed, you see? So I'm getting drunk less often than I used to. There's like a silver lining to this. I pretty much can't get drunk because I never start drinking during the day. So I've only got like 2 hours of drinking window and then that's it. You know what I mean? Unless I want to start bulk buying alcohol, but I'm never doing that again. I
grabbed don't do that. Don't ago. Do that. Hey,
no.
But you've got stairs in your condominium, right? So you can still do your exercise.
That's exactly what I'm doing every day. Literally every day. Yeah. Even today.
All right. Hey, John, here we go. Listen carefully. Ready? 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 Come on. Hear that?
That's the way. If I ever do make my way out to Newcastle, you'll get the Moe out for old JLB, I'm sure.
You're more than welcome here, my friend.
Oh, fantastic.
More than welcome here.
JLB will be in a donkey pulled blanket under a bed of straw and a donkey pulled wagon under a bed of straw and a blanket driven by a gypsy. She'll whistle thrice under your window. You'll need to drop the cord so he can climb in to avoid the civil authorities.
Hey guys, you know what I want to be? I want to be in the same room as John Levine and my wife.
Whoa.
You it's know
like
what?
Hulk Hogan, my wife Hulk does Hogan not like him. I don't know why she
can
doesn't
she,
like
can
you.
Can she hear me? Because if she can, I'm not going to respond to that comment.
No, she's in the other room watching The Expanse
good. I've got a policy now. My policy is when I meet people from the internet, I don't want to meet their family or their friends for that matter. The first time I meet them, because, dude, 7 times out of 10, it ends terribly. Because what happens is their wife actually hates that they have this interest in alternative. It's usually the wife, sometimes the husband, though. That has happened as well. Usually the partner hates that their partner has an interest in these things, but they don't say anything to the partner. Then when I get there, they use me as a proxy for what they actually hate about their partner, you see. So this has happened to me more times than you would believe. I get there to meet someone for a coffee, have dinner, have a drink. Next thing you know, the partner's there. I'm like, okay. Next thing you know, there's a domestic going on in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Seriously. I can't tell you how many times this has happened. So I've got a policy now. I'm sure your partner is lovely. But they might not be to me. And that's not a risk I'm willing to take. I've been there too many times. Seriously. I'm not joking.
My wife is a consummate professional, and she will be so nice.
Don't make me say this again, Rollo. If I come to your place...
No, I heard you. I heard you the first time.
And in your case, you've actually openly told me she hates me. This isn't even me preempting something. You've openly stated it. Whereas what I'm saying now is, if one of the members of my side, if one of my YouTube listeners is like, oh, I want to come meet you, awesome. I always take up that opportunity, but... I'll be like, by the way, it's just you and me meeting, right? Like, no exception. And if they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool, and then I get there. Oh, my wife just – I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. Maybe we'll try this again in a week's time or something. No exceptions, man. You go through that once, shame on them. You go through it twice, shame on them. You go through this 6 or 7 times, it's like, fuck, man. When am I going to learn my lesson? So, never again. So to anybody out there who's listening to this who wants to meet me, please don't take offense. It's not you. I won't say who it is, but it's also not me. All right? I'm just telling you. I've been through it. And it sucks, man. Like, you get all excited, going to meet this person. We both know the media's lying. You don't get to meet those people all the time.
What's the old line? Never meet your heroes. I met John Laws and his wife. And he was so nice. And Caroline was so nice to me. And I think she was nicer than he was. But he was unbelievably nice. The 2 times I met him in real life, shook my hand, nicely, and just said, Yeah, and we had a nice conversation. I don't divulge what we said, but
this all sounds very misogynistic.
But he was softly spoken, and really, just really nice. But once he gets in front of a mic, and when you're not there, that's when the character comes, the John Laws, comes on. But when he's in real life, he's a gentle giant. He's 6 foot fucking six. He's a behemoth of a man. And I know stories about him that I would never divulge on radio because I've been told all sorts of things. And, you know, even, you know, when we're arguing at the you know, going back and forward, I never divulge, you know, he doxed me once. But he didn't, it was an accidental dox where he gave my full name and sort of basically my address. But maybe nobody was listening because no one came.
Maybe you deserved it for trying to tell him that, what's her name, Jackson. What would you say? She exposed you.
Liz
Jackson exposed you. Right? Who calls into a geriatric old man's radio show to tell him
that 10, 15
years ago he was exposed?
That wasn't for Castro comment. It had nothing to do with that. It was, you called me, Chappelle Colby's lawyer. What was his name? I forget for the moment. Yeah, Chappelle Colby's lawyer. And he used to, and that pissed me off actually, because he used to go, hello. And he goes, hello, John. Yeah. Who's that? And it was this awkward situation, but he wasn't going to play ball. He didn't play ball where, oh yeah, I'm Chappelle Colby's lawyer, rah, rah, rah. And then he changed his whole format of his show after that. And that pissed me off because I like the hello thing. Because I like the man, generally. A lot of people hate him.
Rollo, we're losing the audience. Most of them have heard this story 10 times. Listen, you called up a geriatric old man and told him that Liz Jackson exposed you. And then he's like, she did not. And you're like, yeah, Liz Jackson exposed you. So if that was what caused him to dox you, well, listen, maybe you had it coming. Yeah. Can you imagine me calling Rollo, the Rollo drunk show in 20 years and talking shit to you? It would never happen. I'd treat you like the elder statesman of the culture that you are. All right. No, calling up and trolling this poor 70-year-old man. How old is he? 70-something years old? Christ. I'll be happy just to be still going at that age.
He's 85, and his voice is still as good and strong. Maybe not quite as strong.
Yeah, but how about that time last year? Was it last year or the year before where he got ill and he lost his voice, but he still went on the air?
Oh, I played that. I played that on the air, yeah. Yeah,
that was you who played it, yeah. Man, I felt so sorry for him. I'm like, surely he's got someone around him to say, listen, John, just take the day off. Like, surely there's someone around him to give him
the day off, motherfucker. Take the day off, motherfucker.
You've earned it. You've been doing this for 60 years. Yeah, that was a sad thing.
Surely he could have one day off, but he can barely get a word out. And he's using a cough button and he's taking drinks, sips of wild turkey or water or whatever the fuck he drinks. And it was so sad. And again, because I'm an emotional guy, that upset me. You know, and I just went, holy shit, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, well, dude, if he's still doing that at 80, whatever he is, it's a credit to him. But you know what? We've got some people in the room. Maybe we should say hello if we want to talk. Still got Critical Sinker.
Go around the room.
Rollo, have you spoken to Critical Sinker before?
No, I haven't. Hello, Critical Sinker.
How's it going?
G'day, mate. Yeah, good.
Good, good. I was actually going to jump in and see if you wanted to hear an interesting story.
Is it about Liz Jackson or John Laws? Because if it is, we're probably not in the market for that kind of story.
Come on, Critical Sinker. Come on, give us the story. Give us the story.
No, last night, right? So I live kind of northern Italy. And last night, about 9 p.m., we had at least 30 to 40 lights in the sky, whatever, heading from west to east in one line without deviating. And it just continued and continued and continued at roughly a height of aircraft, but looked like basically just looked like moving stars in a line. It was freaky, but yeah, just a bizarre thing that happened last night, and a few of us were out in the street watching it and trying to figure it out. But
so what did you think it was, you and your neighbours? What was the inference?
The way I tried to rationalise it in the end, from the way it would be spun in public, I suppose, would be that, you know, because of so many grounded flights at the moment, there's possibly, you know, a whole bunch of aircraft that need to be moved from A to B, storage, blah, 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 whatever's going on. So it could have been a bit of a convoy done at night time to move across land. I think that's not a bad...
Critical thinker. Can I ask a question? Do you do acid?
Yes, mate.
There you go. Answer.
No, only one.
Problem
only
solved.
One. That was enough.
When you do acid, but, right? The lines in the sky, they're all going, they're just stars. It's like when you're waving your hand in front of your face and your hand's still there.
Sure, sure.
No, all right, keep going, man.
But
keep
unfortunately,
going.
No, unfortunately, there was none of...
You weren't doing acid last night.
No, okay. It was not. But yeah, anyway, it was... I haven't bothered to look up today whether there's anything, reported or any explanation or... There is a military base on the coast here.
Australian?
From anywhere.
And you're living
John's from
Italy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Keep going, man. Tell us what's going on with COVID-19 over there. Italy's supposed to be the world.
I don't know, mate. It was apparently, but it's more people are just scared shitless here. They've completely had the they've really done a job on them here, particularly the elderly. They're just Ah, it's horrible, mate. It's horrible watching that, but most of them have, taken it, hook, line and sinker, but we'll see. But just thought I'd throw that story in there, actually, from last night. Completely bizarre.
There is
a military base out here off the coast, so it
are you
possibly
in the military?
Look like it's heading in that direction. No, no.
You're not? Okay. And so are you an artist, or what are you doing in Italy? What's your
We're all successfully unemployed at the moment, so doing a great job at that. Now, lots of music I do as well. With a muso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what are you playing?
Chippy.
What are you
in the past?
A chippy in the past. What are you playing now?
A bit of guitar,
bass.
Synth,
are you a bass
piano.
Player or are
you? Yeah, got a bit of that.
Yeah.
Works really. Yeah.
Can you thrash out a few power chords for us?
If I had it with me at the moment, I would, but I'm not. Now I'm outside at the moment.
Motherfucker, you've not changed, have you? I just sorry, I'm going.
Oh, who's that?
Interrogation, isn't it?
Is that Tom Dalbert?
Excuse me, I'm going in a second. I just finished shift on the front line here, fighting this war. Yeah, I just dropped in to say fucking hello to motherfucker Rolo. How you doing, buddy?
Tom Dalbert. Well done, Tom.
See you later. I will go now for now. I'll, but check you all later. Sorry for busting in. Excuse me.
Hey, no, Tom, before you go, though, do you reckon he actually knows what's happened? He might not even care. Maybe he wasn't a fan of Chris, but he might not know. Because I don't know if you realize this, Rollo, but when this show started, apparently Rick didn't know. Apparently he found out, which is bizarre to me, that he hadn't checked Discord before the show started, but if you go back and listen to the start of this call, Rick found out the news live on the air, so I wonder if Tom is aware, or if he would care. I'm not sure if he was close with Chris. It's a bit awkward, isn't it? Like, when you have these online friendships or online relationships or online communities, it's even stranger than when this kind of thing happens with real communities where, you know, people make phone calls or whatever. In this case, it's all online, so... Yeah, no, bizarre stuff. But yeah, so Tom Delper is back, Rollo. He's been back the last couple of weeks. He's made his long way to return to Fakeologist. There was a theory going around, Rollo. There was a theory that he came back because you'd left. And I was like, no, that can't be the case. I thought they'd get along like a house on fire.
I get on with everyone. And look, Tommy used to run... festivals and that with lots of people in close proximity. And now that's all ended. I can't see that coming back. They've wrecked this thing. I mean, this thing called life You know, this is the enjoyable part of life. Who's going to go to a Metallica concert or a Kiss concert or whatever and be in close proximity again? Are they going to allow it? It's up to them to allow it. And until we expose it as being an absolute fraud and hoax, that's why I'm going to wear this Free Hugs t-shirt for the rest of my life.
So, Rollo, what I like about what you're saying is you're kind of predicting that this is not a temporary thing, which to me is obvious and has been obvious for a while. But even here at fakeologist.com, even on my own website, johnlebon.com, there is this proportion of people who still seem to believe that this is temporary. And they don't seem to have accepted or started to infer that, no, this isn't, we're not even at the peak of the restrictions. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. It's going to get worse from here. A lot of people
and
don't
we're
seem
not,
to have worked
and
that
we're,
out.
Hey, you're right, John. We're not fear-mongering, but I can't see any way out of this. You can throw money at it, like, you know, everyone thinks it's a holiday in England or whatever, with, hey, and the police are there going, hey, everybody get off the grass. It's not a holiday. People think it's a holiday. No. The whole economy has been tanked. And we've jumped off the cliff, and we just don't even know it. We haven't hit the ground yet without a parachute.
That's like the from the economic or financial perspective, but from the social perspective, I think like that's where it's so obvious what changes happen. They've got people scared of each other. Ab told a story a few days ago that his own mother doesn't want to see him. Mm-hmm. He has to stay at the end of the driveway, and he's like, "Well, then I'm not going to do that. I won't come and see you. I'll just call you on the phone, right?" When you've got people having these kind of schisms put in their own immediate
bullshit.
Family.
That is bullshit. That's bullshit. I'd like to talk to my mother. Unfortunately, she passed away a couple of years ago. But my mother would just look at this and just go, this is nonsense. It's just, but I'm glad that she never had to see what the hell's going on now.
Well, see, the point I'm making, Rollo, is that you can't just suddenly say to people in a few months' time, oh, you know what, it's safe to pat each other on the back, to have that kind of human connect. You can't just suddenly
even
flick a switch and it goes back. So what they've done, this is not a...
John LeBron. Oh, it's nice to meet you, John. And shake you firmly by the hand. Oh, somehow you're going to get COVID from me or whatever. No, it's...
Yeah, and that's the point I'm making.
It's so
that,
insidious. It's so insidious. It's so fucking insidious.
Yeah,
that's the word.
So the people haven't worked out.
I protest.
So, Rollo, the people haven't worked out yet that this is not some temporary thing. They're either in denial or maybe they're just not as good at connecting dots as perhaps we would like to think they are, but it's quite obvious this is no temporary thing. It's quite obvious. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but no, since I started to see things the way that I see them now, every day the evidence mounts that this is not just some hoax. This is a much... Dude, this is... I don't want to get people... I don't want to say things that people don't want to hear, but there is a spiritual element.
No, say it.
Well, I think this is not just a social thing or a political thing or a financial thing. I think this could be very much a spiritual thing that we're watching happen right now. And a lot of people, when they hear that, they want to find some sand and bury their head in it, right? Because they've spent their whole life denying that there's something bigger than them. The idea that maybe this is a sign that you're about to live through that bigger thing being revealed, it's too much. They don't want to hear it. So they just find the nearest beach and bury their head in the sand. But to me, it's quite obvious. Yeah.
Well, John LeBron, do you fear death?
No. But nobody wants to die. So if people came here right now with a gun or something, obviously I'd have a natural human response to that.
Do you
the
fear
idea
torture?
Of death,
do you fear torture?
This is I what really I, about I, just, it. This, I haven't really thought about it.
This is what I would call torture, and it's a torture on a global scale.
Well, dude, they're going to torture me. Check this out, Rollo. If I come back to Australia, okay. when I get off the plane and I get out of the airport, the first thing I'm going to see is military men who are going to put me onto a bus and take me to a so-called hotel. But it ain't no hotel. It's a building that used to be a hotel. Now it is, in fact, a prison. And if I'm not one of the lucky ones, because some people are lucky, they get a good room with a balcony. But the rest get a room with no fresh air, no wind. You can't leave the room at all for 2 weeks and they give you shit food. Most of these people can't even order food in. Some of them can. That's why the whole thing is completely messed up. It's all arbitrary. Some places you get a balcony and you can order in food. Okay, that's great. No problem. Some places you're stuck in a fucking room, pardon my language, no fresh air, no leaving the room for 2 weeks, and you have to eat the shit food they give you. Like trash, basically. You get given trash for 2 weeks. That's worse than prisoners, man. Criminals who have stolen money or drink-driven and killed people, you get worse conditions than them. How fucked is that? To me, that is torture. And guess what? If I come back to Australia, that's what I've got 2 weeks of. No getting around it. Period. So I'm not looking forward to that. No way. Look, it's going to suck.
All I would say is don't come back. Don't come back.
Well, I'm trying not to, bro. I'm doing my best. But, dude, if Malaysia
says...
Yeah,
I mean, you were trying to come back on that Skype call.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, don't come back.
But I might not have any choice, bro. I might not have any choice, man. Because if Malaysia says, listen, we were going to extend everyone's visas indefinitely, but we can't do that anymore. Well, I can't. Dude, you can't fuck with other people's legal systems. It's one thing to mess with your own legal system. You do not mess with other countries' legal systems. That's just common sense 101. So if they say, listen, you've got to go, I've got to go. What can I do?
Yeah, well, look, if you do come back, again, you're not far away in Sydney. I'm coming to Sydney.
I've already made the decision. If I have to come back to Australia, I'm flying to Sydney. I'm not going to Melbourne. Fuck that. I'm going to spend 2 weeks in quarantine in Sydney, and then I'm going to come and stay with either Felicet, Rolo, Exoteric, Asher Lou. I don't give a shit, but I'm not going to go back to Melbourne. Because that Dan Andrews, the Premier down there, I think that guy's, dude, of all the Premiers talking shit, that guy's talking the most ridiculous shit of the lot. So if one city
tell
in
me,
Australia.
What's his name again?
Dan Andrews.
Dan Andrews. And what shit is he saying? Tell me.
Well, listen, what he's saying doesn't even really matter because he's just a puppet, right? He's just a, does he really make the decisions? I doubt it, right? But that's the state that I think has gone the craziest.
Is he a Jew?
I don't know. What does it matter? He's just a puppet. Like, Jew or not Jew.
I know. I was just saying that.
It's not like he makes the decisions and then he goes in front of the camera. Okay? There's clearly people behind this. And I just think Melbourne and Victoria, I think they're the ones who have gone the most mad. I'm not saying that Sydney's any better, but... No, nah, I'd rather be in Sydney than Melbourne.
Man, the lunatics are running the asylum. We know over this. Yeah. Even ScoMo is flip-flopping all over the place. And, we know they're puppets. We've known that for years. But, you're a good guy. Why the fuck are you not running Australia?
I don't think you'd want that, mate. Listen, whatever they're doing, whatever they're up to, there's no point worrying about it, is the way I see it, Rollo. Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Now, check this out. I was on Fakeologist last night, Fakeologist chat 6, whatever it is, whatever up to. And I made this point to the people who were there, so I won't go over the point again too much. But this Event 201, you understand that when they did this Event 201, this exercise of a pandemic a few months ago, just before all this kicked off, they released a 12-minute video where they had their own fake news clips explaining what would happen. And it's all come to pass except the last one. The last one is shutting down the internet. They're openly saying that's what they're going to do. So to me, it's quite obvious that's going to happen as well. Like to me, if you gave me odds right now, will they shut down the internet or parts of the internet by the end of this year? If you gave me odds of any better than $1.20, I'd be like, that's overs, man. That's a good bet. Right?
So your money's on shutting down the internet by the end of 2020.
Not all of the internet, just the parts that they don't want, all right? Yeah, I'd say I'm 80% confident. So I'm not 100% certain.
Not just
that,
like Discord.
I wouldn't bet my children's testicles on it, put it that way, but I'm confident.
That's a good call. Marcus Allen is best. What about your testicles?
I wouldn't bet them on it either. 80% is fairly confident. But dude, it'd be as easy as this. We're going to shut down parts of the internet to stop the spread of disinformation, which is exactly what they say in that Event 201 video. However, you're still going to have access to Netflix. You're still going to have access to the BBC or to the NBC or to the ABC. You'll still have access to that. You'll still have access to the government portals to log in to get your UBI. All that bullshit will still remain. But there's just a bunch of disinformation from right-wing terrorist internet websites, right? Right-wing terrorists spreading disinformation. and we have to tell the ISPs, the internet service providers, to stop serving those internet web pages, right? Now, someone can sit here and say, oh, well, there's ways around that. Yeah, that's great. How many people even know those ways around them? How many people are willing to do it? It's a small percentage of the population. For the vast majority of people, the internet goes black. This part of the internet goes black, right?
Good point.
Seriously.
Good point.
It'd be so easy for them.
No. Good point.
They've already told us they're going to do it. They've already told us they're going to do it. This is no great revelation I'm giving you. They've told us. And everything else they said in that video has come to pass. So why the hell would we think, well, they were correct about this, they were correct about that. Oh, but they wouldn't do the internet. Why? Give me one good reason why they wouldn't do it. Of course they're going to do it. No, it's obvious.
John Levin. I was watching, my wife was watching Netflix the other night, and she was watching, and it was clear as, and, it was coming through. And I was trying to listen to I was trying to make notes on an old fart podcast that we used to do, with Velocet, and I couldn't get on. We have to use an app called WhatsApp or I don't know what it was. Anyway, it wouldn't work. I'm going, how's this not fucking working when she's watching Netflix, like, you know, in 1080p, and I can't get what we'd done, because I was making notes, because I was going to just to say a few things, like we're saying now. And I went, well, you know, they can shut down certain things. And that sounds conspiratorial, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound conspiratorial? But no, it's true. It's like maybe the provider that we use doesn't have the same bandwidth as Netflix does. But fucking hell, Disney's up the shitter now. I mean, they're not running the show anymore. At least Netflix is giving us something decent to watch. What do you reckon, John?
I don't have Netflix, so I mean.
Oh, you never watched it? No.
Yeah, really. There's not much I can say. All right,
everyone who's listening to this, go to johnlebon.com and listen to you. And now you're going to do a new thing with Velocet. What's it called?
I really, there's not much I can say about all of that because the network hasn't been launched. I think Velocet is still testing things out and what have you, so there's no, I've got no more information to give you than probably already heard. So
okay, but what's it called? What's the website?
He's calling it Hoax Syndicate. I think that's a cool name. Hoax Syndicate. Yeah.
Yeah. So hoaxsyndicate.com.
Yep.
And it's going to feature you and Marcus Allen.
I hope it features me. It's not my website. Like, I already have my own website. And I've said to Velocet, if he wants me to do a show, I'm more than happy to help him because I think what he's trying to do.
Yeah. So I saw your banner and it's got live spray painted over the top of it. Yeah. I'll be a guest on your show every week. If you want.
I don't know which show you're talking. Hold on. It's got live spray painted. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, go to HoaxSyndicate.com.
Okay. Hoax Syndicate, yeah.
.com. Yeah. Okay. And have a look at shows. And there you are.
So he has got an SSL cert. That's good. He's a smart guy tech-wise. Scroll down. The only show that I see is the market. I don't see my show there, so.
No, you're there as well.
No, I don't think I am, bro. But the only official show on the network at the moment is Marcus Allen, which, by the way, if you've got Marcus Allen doing a show that's being produced by Velocet, that is worth the price of admission alone, period. So.
I agree.
If Velocet invites me to come and do a show, I'm there to do it because I want to support what he's trying to do. And I think all good people who like this kind of material will support it. But if you say to me, oh, JLB, what show are you doing? Well, I'm not officially on the network. It's not my network, bro. It's Velocet's network. If he invites me to do a show, I'll do it. But nothing has been formalized.
No, I understand. You've got your own enterprise that you've got going to, and that's fine. But
this isn't even about my enterprise. Yeah, Velocet, listen closely.
Velocet producing you or Marcus, I would listen to easily because I know, I mean, you said one of the funniest stories about how you jump off a fucking balcony or something if you work for Kyle and Jackie O. Do you remember that story you told?
I don't remember, to a fella,
his name, well, I can't remember his name, but he was a really nice guy. You know, after that New Zealand hoax shooting, a year ago, and you were talking to a fella, and he was really nice Australian guy, and, you said, oh, look, if I had to produce Kyle and Jackie O, I'd just find the nearest balcony and jump off it. And I went, that's the funniest. That's John LeBron to a T. I mean,
yeah, I try not to joke about suicide too much these days. So if I did make that joke in the past, no, I believe you. That sounds like the kind of thing I would have said, but I try not to joke so much about that these days because to some people, death is no joke.
Whereas to me, it's like, come on, guys.
We all know what's going to happen at the end of all of this. Like, let's have some humor about it. But a lot of people don't resonate with jokes about.
But your sense of humor has always been attractive to me. You got a million views on one of your YouTubes, and what was that when you were taking
Ariana Grande? Yeah, it was 700,000 views. But I'll take the extra 300. That sounds good. Yeah, I got a million views on a video once, but I was pretending that I found proof that Ariana Grande's shooting was real. But of course, I presented footage from an overt drill. So they openly admitted that this was a drill, and I showed that footage. And that was like, bro, I learned a good lesson from that because most of the viewers thought that I was being serious. And I was like, hold on, I was clearly joking, but they didn't get it. That's how dumb the people are.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I knew people were dumb. I just didn't know they were this dumb. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, John, you got to play wet nurse with people, man.
Let me just check who that is. There's so many new voices on this website at the moment. Rolly Quaid, good to have you on board. Rolly Quaid, you've spoken with Rollo before. You've got very similar names, I notice.
G'day, Rolly Quaid.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know. I was actually named after Nazi, Rolly Tyler. I don't know if you know it.
Never heard of him in my whole life. So check this out. Rollo over here is kind of like one of the elder statesmen of Fakeologist.com, and he's made his return tonight because we've heard some sad news about a much-loved colleague in this realm. And Rolly Quaid over here, Rollo, he's actually been on a few networks in the past, including Renegade Broadcasting with Kyle Hunt, which is one of those Jew-wise white nationalist networks. But you haven't really brought much of the Jew wisdom to Fakeologists, which I think is a good thing. It's not really well received around these parts.
Hey, Rolly, it's nice to meet you, mate. And go for it.
Yeah, is Rollo short for Roland by any chance?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. My name's Roland. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I just go by my nickname. They called me Rock and Rollo when I was a kid. And I just stuck with the Rollo. And the Lord Rollo thing sounds too pompous. Velocet calls me Lord Rollo. But I'm just Rollo. I'm just a regular guy. I'm just one of these guys. Yeah. So where are you from, Rolly Quaid?
From the United States.
Yeah. Whereabouts in the States are you from, mate?
Midwest?
All right. Okay. And you've told all your thoughts on Corona and where were you on 9/11?
I think that 9/11, well, I shouldn't say. I could prove that there was no planes used on 9/11, and I actually interviewed Gerald Holmgren's brother, David, in the past. Yeah. So I actually got to reach out to the Holmgren family, which is pretty exciting to me. I believe that he's one of the best intellectuals of our decade or generation or century, whatever you want to frame it. I can't believe that somebody could get it from day one and want to know, like, for myself, like, look internally, how could I not get it?
Well done, man. Hey, Simon Chak didn't even do no planes on September Clues. But yeah, so yeah, I have a lot of respect for Gerard, but I don't want to get too emotional about it, but there you go.
He's a musician. Came and he left. Right. He's gone now. We've got a golden skid mark with us, by the way. Is he speaking or just listening tonight? Just listening.
Goldie.
Fair enough. No, he's just listening. We've got Delete the Elitist here as well. If he wants
hey,
to say
the,
hello.
The sound dropped earlier.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, Delete the Elite, man. Feel free to take a moment to say whatever you want to say, man.
I don't know. I don't have much to add. I just like to listen to you guys speculate about the future. But I think it's interesting what you said about the how it's not temporary, this thing. I think it's going to last for maybe a couple of years. I know it was in one of those books, Dean Koontz or the other one, where they were saying that the virus is going to last for about 2 years and then it was going to disappear all of a sudden. But then the question is, like, if they prolong this thing for that long, how many new laws will they implement on society? And also, if they're saying that the virus is gone in a year or two, those laws are probably going to be implemented on society afterwards as well. So it's not going to be temporary. So it's sort of going to be, I mean, it's not the best example, but it's sort of like Richard Nixon saying that they're going to take the gold standard off and it's just temporary. And 60 years later, it's the same thing.
Yeah, he said, we have temporarily suspended convertibility of the dollar. And of course, yeah. Like you said, all these years later, there's nothing temporary about it. And with this, they're already prepping the public saying, oh, there could be eight. The experts say there could be 8 to 10 waves of the virus. So in other words, even if they were to relax the restrictions, which they won't, maybe they'll let kids go back to school and they'll let a few businesses open, maybe, right? But in general, no. But even whatever restrictions they do loosen, they can just ramp them back up again in a few months, can't they? And people are already starting to crack, right? People are already starting to crack. And this, what are we, 6 weeks into the first wave? They're not going to have to do this 8 or 10 times. I think one time is enough to have the masses begging for a quote-unquote solution. But if they have to do it a second time, they'll do it. And people are going to crack, man. People are already cracking. People can't handle this shit. People yeah. are cracking big time. So whatever comes after all of this, it's coming. There's no doubt about that. In my opinion, it's just my personal opinion. But I mean, it's obvious. You know what I mean? It's obvious.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do 7 or 8 waves, but they might do a couple of waves where they're saying that the virus is back again and the numbers are going up. But I don't think they're going to get away with doing it 7 or 8 times.
What do you mean they won't get away with it? Who's going to stop them?
Yeah, I'm saying get away with it in the sense that maybe the public is going to think that it's too awkward. I don't know. But then again,
the public,
I agree with you.
The public.
I agree
Listen,
with
who
you.
Killed Kennedy? I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver. Yeah. They didn't got to know.
Good call.
So, yeah, it's hard to tell what they're going to do, and they're probably going to buy up well, I already know they're buying up a bunch of, you know, mid-range companies. That's a fact. And that's going to continue to happen, I think. So we're going to see more of a monopolized market. You know, it's going to be even worse than it already is or was. So they're doing a lot of things. I don't know how many different things they're going to take advantage of, but there's going to be numerous implications, I'm sure, with laws, economy, maybe go even further toward a common currency, all kinds of stuff to bring in the new world order.
What do you think of when I say sixth floor of the book depository? Or grassy knoll? Grassy knoll.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of?
The JFK conspiracy.
Yeah, you say conspiracy theorists. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. And like, if you want to laugh, watch Red Dwarf, season 7, episode 1. Yeah, where they take the piss out of that. Like seriously, DJ, I think put it best where, you know, he had puppet hands or whatever. I think Bill Cooper was my favorite when it came to the dissection. Deductive reasoning or deductive thinking, you know, it's just gone by the wayside with this whole COVID thing. It's gone.
Yeah.
And I thought older people would know better, but they're no wiser than me. I'm only 50 and John LeBron's only 30 or 32 or 33, aren't you?
Yeah.
And, yeah. I just think the whole collapsing of the world economy at the moment is just, again, I'll just say it again. We jumped off the cliff without a parachute. We don't have a parachute. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just haven't hit the ground yet. Anyway.
I think you're right.
Keep going, Johnny.
I think you're right, Rollo.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Thank you.
I think, I mean, there is, I've noticed how some of my friends, they are, you know, walking in the right direction, but it has taken me the better part of the last 6, 7, 8 years to convince them of anything. So now, I mean, there is some, I would like to think that there's some light in the tunnel, but it's not enough because it's not a critical mass. So, like, you know, I can talk freely to 10 or 12 of my best friends about these things. Mm-hmm. And all of them are obviously that they're not going to agree to 100%, but some of my friends, they have come a long way to sort of walk in the direction and then the line of thinking that we have on this forum. But then the question is, you know, is there a critical mass that is, you know, this mass awakening? And I don't think so. And unfortunately, I think that John is right about that, that the common, you know, the common people, the masses are, they just lack this, you know, deductive logic and reasoning and science that a lot of people have on these forums. And that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. At least we can laugh about it a little bit. We can laugh about the inconsistency, the things that just don't make any logical sense. But losing Chris Kendall is very sad. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. But I'm just glad that John LeBron had the chance to speak to him and a lot of people, because Chris Kendall, he wasn't like John Laws here in Australia, where you get black banned. Chris Kendall would always give you a go. Doesn't matter what you had to say. Mm-hmm. And, and Marcus Allen too. So we've still got Marcus with us and, hopefully Marcus does a good show and johnlebon.com. You'll get the truth from him because, the whole horrible words, truther, you know, conspiracy theorists, you know, those words that were coined from that terrible event when America was so happy and it was like everybody was prosperous and then they had to go and shoot Jack Kennedy and kill him. It was just, you know, it's like when the party ends. Nobody wants the party to end. But I think the World Party, I don't mean to be a sort of a naysayer, but there you go. I think the World Party, in my view, has ended, and we just haven't seen it yet. And when America implodes, because they've all got guns over there. We were disarmed in Australia in 1996 over that Martin Bryant bullshit story. I think everybody should be armed. Yeah.
I agree with you, Rollo.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Carry and conceal or whatever. It's just, you know, if you were taught by your parents how to fucking, you know, like if some motherfucker's going to mess with you, don't point the gun at anyone unless you mean to use it.
Yeah. And didn't after the Christchurch event, didn't the Prime Minister of New Zealand impose a law on the Kiwis 6 days after that they couldn't use semi-automatics? or something like that.
Jacinda Ardern. I heard a funny story today. Someone suing her or two New Zealanders are suing her because, you know, for being deprived of liberty or something. And, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, and well done, well done. I think she's a man. Dressed up in woman's clothing. Why not?
I need to take a closer look. I haven't looked at her.
What's going on in their bolt in their pants? At least you got a sense of humor, man. Cheers.
Yeah. No, I mean, I need to have a, you know, a second look. I can't remember what she looked like. But
what's going on?
Hey, John. We're waiting for Dave to come back to be allowed back.
But, hey, it's Gaia. G'day, Gaia.
Why? What's going on with Dave?
We were in the middle of a conversation and he was kicked by Gareth.
Oh, we're hearing room 11, Rollo.
Oh, we're not being recorded?
We can hear what they were saying for a minute because they're in room 11, Gaia and John LeBon and Velocit. You see that? That's what we were hearing.
I don't have permissions to move anyone.
I'm just saying there seems to have been a glitch where we were hearing Gaia, John LeBon, and Velocit in room 11. It just, you know, okay. The system sort of must have messed up, so that's what we were hearing.
Okay. That's okay. I thought Guy was here because I've got some questions for him.
Yeah.
Is he here?
He's in room 11.
Drag him into the live stream because I want to ask him some questions on air.
Yeah, I can text him. We'll see what happens.
Come into the live stream because, like, seriously, I've got some questions for him.
Yeah.
You mightn't want to hear this conversation because it won't be good. Maybe it's good for radio, but... Get Guy into the live stream. I want to talk to him.
I'll ask him.
To say to him. Yeah.
You see.
All right, man. Who else have we still got here in the live stream? We still got John LeBon.
John is with Gaia in room 11 as well.
Okay.
So, and Velocet is in there, but he has his mic is off.
Yeah. I understand that. He does that all the time.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. I think that the people should be armed. And I think that they should be allowed to defend themselves and that they should be taught at an early age how to use a gun. But unfortunately that's not the case in Sweden. Like I think in general, very few Swedes have guns. What's it like in Australia? Do you think a lot of people have guns in Australia?
Oh yeah. Back in the day, man, I tell you back in the day, there were guns all over the place and nobody shot each other. No one did anything, stupid. No, like, pointing guns at policemen or anything like that. They just went, I saw them all the time and never, I grabbed a gun out of a guy's pants one night when he was trying to, you know, big note himself and he pulled up his t-shirt and it was in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was only because it was a happy accident. You know, we were waiting at the bar for a drink. And there was a crowd surge, and he thought that I'm a total stranger, right?
Yeah.
And I bumped into him, and knocked some drinks out of his hand, which I would have happily paid, you know,
replaced them,
drinks to be replaced. Yeah. And he pulled his t-shirt up and said, "Don't fuck with me, motherfucker," or something like that. And I grabbed the gun straight away out of his. You know, he just pulled it up, like, right in front of me, and I grabbed it, and I go, "How do I use this?" And I did actually point it at him. And I, yeah. You know, I was a bit, you know, I don't have many regrets in my life. And he grabbed it back off me, and then I never saw him again. He left the nightclub. He went away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to kill me. He's just trying to be a young, tough guy. And look, it's okay. I like kids. The kids that can learn from their mistakes or whatever. Look, I've made mistakes. I'm never a perfect person. I don't have a God complex, but, I really do like, I'm a people person.
Yeah.
There's only a few people online that I haven't got on well with to start with. Marcus Allen, for sure. Mm-hmm. I didn't get on well with him to start with, but then, yeah, we got on well. I'd be interested if you can get Guy into the live stream, I'd be interested to have a chat with
you
him.
You want me to pull him into the room?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that would be great. But
could you please warn him at least? Because I will not do it. I can put it into the room. But
yeah, that's a good idea, actually, Jerris. That's a good idea. It might be best if Rollo just does say something like, if I just speak off the air first, because if it's on the air, maybe...
No fucking way.
Pulling him into the room without a word of warning or anything.
Well, I tried to do the voice of reason. It didn't work. At least the record will show that I tried to mitigate what could be a disaster.
I
could be
here.
Wrong. This could be great. This could work out great for everyone. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I've been wrong many times. Let's hope that this is another example.
Right. Let me know when Guy comes in. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, Ash went in there now to see if he would come over, it seems.
Alright.
So we'll see.
If you guys want to see some fireworks, you'll see fireworks when Guy comes out.
I don't want to fight. I don't like fighting. I'm Swedish. I'm too neutral. But,
do you have a Swiss Army knife? Do you have a Swiss Army knife on you?
No, I don't. I don't have any weapons at home, really.
A Swiss Army knife is not really a weapon.
Yeah, that's true.
No, not really.
Jerris, do you have a Swiss Army knife?
No, I don't have one at home. And to be honest, there is no classical Swiss Army knife. They don't give that to Swiss soldiers anymore. They give another model, a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. Yeah, I should get some guns, but I don't know how to get them. I got to look it up.
Me too.
I'm still waiting for the guns that you guys promised me that I could install here on the balcony shooting down the helicopter. It was a joke last year.
Hi, everyone. I can
Hello.
Back.
Hi, guys. Gaia. How are you doing in this war?
Hey, Gaia. How you doing, man?
I'm struggling.
Yeah? How's that camera going?
Yeah, I still have it. It's yours, so I said.
Yeah. When do I get it back, mate? When do I get it back?
Accounts. That's what we at the airport. Able to find for the 23 days we spent together, and you would have met Paola again, the uber normie wife I still have.
Okay. So again.
And my vegetarian pasta. You know my vegetarian pasta. What restaurant did you compare?
Fuck your vegetarian pasta.
Hey, Rollo, think positive. We're in a war, man.
The only thing I care about you is Molly.
Thank you.
How's Molly?
She's doing awesome, but I have to tell you something, share something with you. Because of Molly, or my principles about Molly, I lost my friend Oscar. Oscar yesterday wished me dead. I told him.
Yeah, and I wish you dead too.
Okay, all right.
Now, at this moment, you wish me death? What?
Yeah, I wish you dead too.
With me, man.
And the only thing I care about is Molly, your dog. You are a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You can go fuck yourself.
Rollo, we have done this live. Calm down.
Stop smoking the cheese, you motherfucker.
Rollo, calm down, man. I will explain.
Stop smoking the cheese, you motherfucker.
You asked about Molly.
Yeah, I like Molly. I fucking hate you.
Okay.
All right, What happened, Rollo?
Please. Let me tell you how I defended Molly, yeah? Against Oscar, yeah? Oscar asked me, did you vaccinate Molly yet? And I said, no, and that was not going to happen. That was before this circus. And he hung up on me and called me all kinds of names and the scientist, and you are bad. You're a bad person, and you don't know how to care with animals. Then yesterday, I told him there's a war going on. And he said, good, let all the people who mistreat animals and destroy nature die. And with mistreating animals, he includes me. For Molly. That's how it is here.
All right, Guy. I think Rollo's quite upset with you.
Yeah.
Rollo.
That's why I wanted to avoid it coming on and have this kind of conversation later and talk about the war.
I understand there's a war.
Well, we were tricked into thinking there was going to be some kind of makeup session, but that's okay.
Well, Rollo just needs to...
Give me my $2,000 back, you cunt! Give me my fucking camera back, you cunt!
What is wrong with you, man? You had 22 days of awesome time, your awesome trip. It's your words, man. Of all the videos...
You are the motherfucker that fucking... You piece of shit!
Calm
you
down,
fucking,
Rollo. You have a bigger fight to
you
fight.
You fucking
than me.
Made me sign that piece of paper.
You
fucking tricked me, you cunt.
There's a bigger enemy at the moment than me.
I don't give a fuck about that bigger enemy. I'm not a fucking tiger. I'm not a fucking crocodile. I'm a fucking human being.
Well, okay, all right.
My best to deal with you. You're a heavy mental patient, with all respect.
No,
and that's fine.
Fuck you.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Guy, do you have Rollo's camera?
God help Molly.
Do you have Rollo's camera?
Molly.
Gaia, do you have Rollo's camera?
That is why I didn't want to have all this conversation because you step in February. You don't know anything about what's happening here. We have this conversation quietly between the people involved and not gossiping. This gossiping is what causes people to believe in
it's
this.
It's not fucking gossip, you cunt!
I have all
He's
the data,
upset.
Man. What are you talking about? Get out of your alcoholism, man. Stop.
No. Just let's answer the question. Rollo's making an allegation that you've got his camera, Gaia. Do you have his camera?
He has my money and I have the camera. Yeah, I took it to the airport. So at the airport we could make the
receipts.
But Rollo decided to completely close himself off. Yeah? Rollo decided.
Yeah, because you're a piece of shit lying motherfucking cunt.
What? I organized a 23 experience.
Yeah, and I paid for every part of it, you motherfucker.
Nobody in the world accepts you around you, man.
You are, like, I pay for every goddamn thing, and I signed that fucking paper.
The photo, everyone.
Yeah,
no,
I got it too, motherfucker.
You're alone. You idiot.
Look, you.
Alright.
Look, the only part of you that I liked is when you're not smoking goddamn crack. Fucking.
Crack? What? You
fucking
about?
Motherfucker.
Crack?
Okay. Alright, look.
You're men. But you're
everyone
the cheese.
Have...
The cheese. Okay. When you're on the cheese, you're unfucking bearable.
Bye-bye.
Alright, fuck off then.
So who were the people who didn't see that coming? So, Jerish, you didn't see that coming?
Yeah, that was fucking
awesome.
I said
that it was not a good idea. I'm sorry, I said that 10 minutes earlier. I said that it was not a good
idea. No, that's
right. That maybe that should have been taken off the air. But that,
I think someone here did say that. I think that's exactly what I said. I think those were my exact words, actually, that they should be dealt with privately first, yeah.
But
did you not think that was going to happen? Did you not work that out?
I saw that forthcoming. It was an evidence that it was bound
to
happen.
So why did you bring him in the room?
I did not bring him in the room. He did go himself. I just said that he had to be warned, that he was wanted in the room. But my idea was to have it off the air. It was not really needed. I said I could bring him
in the
room.
If you didn't bring him in the room, then I apologize. All right, fair enough. I apologize then. But still, that shouldn't have happened, guys. Like, come on, this is not good for anybody. That no one walks away from that looking better. Not this website. Fakeologist.com does not look better for that. Rollo does not look better for that. Guy does not. None of us look better for this.
Ask Ab kindly to edit that out before it goes to air.
That will be done. That will be done. I will ask him personally to edit that out.
But fine, you can edit it out, but it still happened. It still happened. People still witnessed it. This isn't forgotten.
And it's a bit sad because we started by mourning a great person, and to have this on the same discussion is a bit, it was not needed, let's say.
Look, I'm sorry, but it needed to be said.
I understand. I understand on your end.
Look.
That adds to
I'm sorry. Look, how many times can I say I'm sorry, but it needed to be said because
I'm sorry. I was asking questions as well. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Look, he betrayed me. He betrayed me. And look, there you go. Anyway, Jerris, if you can ask Ab to edit that bit out of I never want to hear it again. Never.
Let's say
we're not as long.
Yes, when I will say one, we will start again, please, okay? So 3, 2, 1, where we were at exactly?
COVID-19.
Yes, obviously COVID-19. So yes, they are saying that in Switzerland they are going to reopen the school shortly, but I'm not sure about that. That's the word on the street. But the thing is that they also said 2 or 3 weeks prior to my daughter that she was not to resume school this school year, I'm sorry. So I don't know. The thing is that they slowly want to open the shops and whatever. So we will see about that in a few weeks, maybe less than a month, probably. But Switzerland was never that closed, to be honest. Everything was the shops were closed, but people were still outside, and the paranoia was not as strong as in some other countries. So it was a soft lockdown, if you want.
That's really interesting. Where's Hoax Syndicate from?
Hoax Syndicate is here, if I am correct, the new project of Veloset that is kind of, correct me if I am wrong, a sort of hub for different shows. I think that Marcus Allen, and correct me once again if I am wrong, GLB are on it at the moment.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. That's a great logo.
But once again, that's only what I could gather from different bits of discussion, so don't take my word on it.
Mm. Fakeologist has just typed in to the live stream chat, Rollo, stop, be civil or dry out.
A little bit late to the party, but...
okay, alright. It has finished. Oh, just to apologize as well, because I wasn't egging. I wanted to help because... Because that's what happens with it. Like, I had a conflict with someone, and then we chatted on the phone and just sorted it out yesterday.
Yes,
you know, on the voice.
I don't see nothing wrong with some shoulder rubbing, but everything will be out of, so let's not mention that again. Let's forget it altogether.
Even okay, better. Okay, all right. Mm.
And cheers, because I am now drinking. The time has come.
Are you?
Finally.
yay, I'm sober tonight. Where's Rollo? Where's Rollo gone? Oh, he's gone to room 11. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I so want to be a small bird that is hearing what is on that room.
Okay, I'm going to go. I got to go. I'll report back to you.
So apparently that has been in some kind of way the end of the Fakeology Studio Chat 675, if my memory is correct, and I think it is. I don't see the point of going on for much longer, and what I want to do is, anyway, we will find a way to edit it out, and what I will do is that I will record some ending to this nonsense, and we will put the ending after the part where it stopped making sense.
I've got some ideas to share about this war, because that's what it's about. That's why we record things. We have a recording to talk about this corona craze. And I want to share things because I don't know how long things survive and people survive. Rest in peace, Chris Kendall. Rest in peace, Chris Kendall. Man, I was in tears. Yes. Anyone there? Nobody listening? Okay.
What a disaster. All right, well, after party at johnthebond.com, JLB server. I'll see you guys there. Don't say I didn't tell you this was going to happen, though, because I did.
Okay, so this has been Fake Audio Chat 675, and the part that were recorded after this quick end message was not really relevant or of any interest, so it has been cut out. Have a nice day, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you to everyone that participated.